This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Oh, get on that ugly broad.
Doogie.
I had breast reduction.
Peter.
That's all we get is bad chicks, bro.
Charlie.
It's a poop orgy at your house.
And Jeffrey. Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo.
Wow, that seemed pretty lackluster. Charlie
Yo.
Is here.
Hi.
Snitzer is here.
Hey, man.
And you're with us as well. We are on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're in New York City. Last day here in New York City. Doogie is in the main studio.
Good morning, sir.
And Nads is in the main studio as well, answering phones.
Hey, guys.
And Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRocque also in the main studio. I thought that we have a connection that links up our studio so we can see their cameras all the time. Like, before the show even starts, we're looking at all the cameras.
Oh, yeah, we can just watch them.
And I thought, oh, man, there's a problem with the connection. It's frozen. No, it was just Jeffrey staring at his phone. He did not move for, like, 6 minutes. I'm not kidding you. It was incredible. I've never seen. He's like a statue.
He can look at his phone all day.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't have to sleep. 24 hours, he can just stare at his phone.
No, I was reading something of this, the old Spandau prison in, that used to be in Germany, about what happened to it after the end of World War II. So that was kind of sort of interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Recap us later, all right?
Yeah.
No, I don't need to.
Find
I just
out
did
what,
that already.
What musical group is named after that prison?
I ever heard of a Spandau Ballet?
Nice.
There you go. Wow, look at that. Jeffrey is...
Gotcha.
Did you read that in your... Whatever the hell you were reading, or did you actually know that already?
No, it just popped in my head. I've heard of the group Spandau Ballet.
Okay.
I think I've heard that group before.
Okay. And what song did they sing?
I have no. All I know is I just heard the name of the band and never really heard their music, though. So.
Well, he's never heard this word before, so.
Yeah.
Funny.
Actually, I don't even remember what the name of the song is.
I'm sorry. Should I say it?
Well,
I was going to say it, and then I stopped it. Well, I stopped in the middle of saying it.
Slow motion?
All right, it's called True.
True.
That's why he doesn't know anything about it.
True.
Oh, do you have that song over there, Charlie?
I don't have any internet.
No internet? What the hell's wrong with you over there?
I don't know. I could use the other internet. There's internet available, but I feel like that'll screw up the show.
It could. So it might.
If you give me the go-ahead on that, I can log into that.
Let me see if I can pull it up over here. Give me 1 second. It might screw up the whole show as well.
This will be worth it.
Gold, I think, was another one.
Spandau Ballet.
Here's, let's see.
I think True is the biggest one, though.
And this is a prison? Oh, yeah. I've heard this.
You remember this?
Yeah. Smooth.
Oh, I think this is even like a long version. This is not the radio edit, which is...
Yeah, I love Spandau Ballet.
Just from an 80s movie?
Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay.
That was his song he kept singing.
Yeah, the 80s movie Wedding Singer.
Yeah, exactly. Young kids.
So true. I've never listened to more of this song in my life. I've only heard that opening part.
Yeah, at least get to the hook, right? Let me see if I can put this up so you can. This guy, I mean, God, some of the stuff from back then.
Wait, what's the name of this band?
Spandau Ballet.
I always thought this was Culture Club.
Yeah, me too. I would think that.
Yeah,
that's similar. Yeah.
It's
Except
it does
like
sound
a,
the same.
Yeah, I never knew it was this thing.
Yeah, this song, this singer's more like a lounge singer. He's got short hair and stuff. So not like Boy George.
Here you go. There you go.
Jeffrey, have you heard of that song?
Who would have started Spandau Ballet in the morning? Jeffrey, yeah. Have you ever heard that, Jeffrey?
Just now?
Wow, never heard that.
Man. You liar. You liar. You love 80s music.
This is the guy who claimed that he had never heard...
Jimi Hendrix. He knew everything about him. He plays a 68 upside-down Les Paul guitar right-handed with his left hand. And then, but I've never heard... I've never heard any song like that.
Actually, Jimi Hendrix plays his 62 Fender Stratocaster strung upside down for a left-handed genius. He does. He's playing.
That's a wet cough that he has.
Oh, but he's getting some production. He's producing.
Well, cough drops usually kill pneumonia.
Well, I got cough drops on me, so
they
I just took them before I came in.
Pneumonia.
Oh, sound like he said Piedmont.
There's a hard P in there.
I put the P in there.
No, it's called covering my mouth. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shaw.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Today marks 15 years since I lost my friend in Iraq. His name is Brandon Ulysses Sloan. Look up his name. He was 19 years old from Cleveland, Ohio. Learn about him. Thank you, Rover. Guys, have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Mike. 15 years ago today. That's a sad note now after Spandau Ballet.
Yeah, thank him for service.
Yeah, that's, a lot of people lost their lives. Hopefully it was all worth it in the end. You know, it's hard to say, like, sitting here today. Look, did we have to do that?
Well, one of the guys that told us that we had to has now been hired into the White House. You see that?
John Bolton?
Yeah.
I've been out of the news for the past 24 hours. I haven't read anything. I don't know what's going on.
Quite a day yesterday.
Because I had a dinner last night. I thought, man, my day is a long story. But anyhow, so what else happened yesterday? Or why don't you save that thought? Tell me, let me get the email first.
Okay.
And then you can tell me everything that I missed yesterday. Misty writes, hi, guys. I enjoy the show. I work from home. I love watching you guys every morning on RMG TV. Doesn't look like that storm ever hit out there in New York City. No, it didn't. I mean, it snowed, but...
It sucked to walk in while it was coming down and hitting you in the face. But other than that, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It was really nothing.
Let's see here. Mike says, I knew Snitz's eldest son in high school. He has one of the most gender-neutral names imaginable. What is your eldest son's name, Snitz?
That's true. Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a gender-neutral name. Is that that's your firstborn, right?
My oldest, yep.
Yep. That sounds like something Snitz and his wife got together.
It's probably from a song or something. What song, Snitzer?
No, that's not from it.
No, Michael Jordan.
You're a big fan.
That's what I told everybody. Yeah.
So what made you choose the name Jordan?
I like it. Actually, there's a book. Well, I think My So-Called Life was out then, and there was a character, Jordan, on there. And also my wife liked those books, Flowers in the Attic. There was a jewelry or something in that. So kind of came up with that.
So not
Flowers
a movie.
In the
don't
attic.
Be ridiculous.
What were those books? I don't. What was that?
Erotica.
No, V.C. Andrews is like these kids were held in the attic, I guess, by their grandma.
It's scary.
Like an evil grandma.
Yeah, I saw the movie starring Louise Fletcher and Christy Swanson. It's
what year?
How the hell would this kid know that?
Yeah. But never heard that song.
Never heard Spandau Ballet, but he's got that 1987 reference down. Knows the when it came out, the stars of it, everything. Right.
But yeah, I used to tell everybody that it was for Michael Jordan.
Gavino, right? So I remember being a kid and wanting to just play Sega Genesis all day and eat microwave hot dogs. My dad noticed every day, and he would force me to play soccer outside with him. At first, I hated it, but after a while, I would look forward to it after school. The kids today, not active enough.
Sega was the bomb, man. Sega Genesis, my God. So many good games on that.
Toe Jam and Earl?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick writes, Rover, I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer. I have to watch the replay because I don't get to my computer until the end of the show. Yesterday, I was listening, and I wanted to comment on the child Fitbit and Doogie's input on the subject. She is so selfish. She says her daughter walks 2 miles with her. It's like the only reason for it so Doogie can have a companion or partner in her activities. Her daughter might want to run longer or more, or might not even want to do any of it, but because of Doogie's loneliness and incapability to mesh with the opposite sex, that makes her daughter a pawn in her hobbies and likes. Another example is this puppy. She is older now and out of the baby stage, so Doogie has to fill that void with a puppy. The puppy doesn't do what she wants and follows her, and she wants it gone now and says that she can't handle it. Then he goes on, but he basically says, in all caps, Doogie makes me sick.
Well, that's good.
Is there anything to that?
No. So she's only done 2 miles twice because it's really hard for her. So both times it was very difficult. So I'm not keeping her back, and she's not like, oh, I want to work out, so work out with me. It's something that we do together. We'll go for walks, and we can do a mile, and if we push it to a mile and a half or try for 2 miles, she wants to do a 5K with me. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because I'm exercising with my kid and spending time with her. Nothing wrong with that.
How's the dog?
It's there.
Oh, is it alive?
Yeah. it's not going good, but it's still there. Still crying all the time.
What's going on now?
He's crazy. I have a family. My gynecologist is in the background waiting for the puppy if I decide to get rid of it.
Oh, you've already got a family lined up?
A backup plan already.
I do.
Because I can't believe that.
I started having a conversation with my kid because it's just, she's not helping with this.
Oh, my God.
It's just, so I have
that's a big surprise.
I have a guy coming over today to give myself and my kid a lesson, a private lesson to help train. And then I have puppy classes that start in 3 weeks. So I think he's going to come over. And I told Gia last night, I said, I'm going to try. I'm going to do all that I can. Everybody says to just hang in there. It'll be worth it once we get through this little phase and we train him. But it's hard. So we'll
it's
see
a
what
bumper
this
sticker I used to have on my car. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I used to say it was a pet is lifelong commitment. So a little opposite of that.
Yeah, well, this is a 2 week commitment, Snitz.
3.
I can't believe that.
Well, we'll see.
So you already have a family. Where did you find the family?
It's my gynecologist. She has golden retrievers. So, and I trust her. So she.
What would you do? You'd just be out $1,200?
Yeah, I'm not at this point. I'm not worried about the money. I'm worried about the puppy having a good home.
It's up on Posh.
Yeah. So, I spent $3,000 on this puppy. Do you want it for just $2,000? That's how she'd do it.
I can't believe you're that close to giving the dog away. I cannot believe it.
I am doing all that I can, and I am. Yeah, he was in his crate last night. I took him out at 1 a.m. and from 1 a.m. I put him back in the crate from 1 a.m. until 2 a.m. He did nothing but cry. Like, just cried the whole time. And
you
I
put
have
him in
to
the garage?
I have one friend that said, put the crate in the basement so you never hear him and just let him sit there all night.
Yeah, why not do that?
Yeah. It's not crazy.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
I'll ask the trainer today. I just don't think that's fair.
Just common sense.
Wait, you don't think
it's fair to get rid of him?
What do you mean that's not fair? What difference does it matter to the dog if it's in a crate, if it's on the first floor or in the basement? You have a finished basement.
Some people say put the crate in the bedroom next to you so you can reach over and he can see you and everything's okay. To isolate the
Have you tried that?
No, I haven't tried that. Mm-hmm. I keep them in the family room.
Your way seems to be not working, so wouldn't you try any other way, whether it's in the bedroom or as far away from you as possible?
I'm going to ask the trainer today.
Good God help
and
us,
he
trainer.
Said,
Michael writes...
Okay.
Yes, Douchey.
No, it's okay.
Michael writes, Rover, I have a quick idea for a future show segment. I'm messaging you from the toilet right now, listening to Thursday's show, because I drank this poop juice to clean me out for a colonoscopy tomorrow. It's brutal, like a hurricane out of my bunghole. And tomorrow, I also get an endoscopy right before they go through the bag. So basically, tomorrow is my first time getting Eiffel Towered. Is that where they put something down your throat?
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, man. So they're doing... Oh, wow.
They put something to keep your mouth open, like a plastic circle, and then they shove this tube, they lube it up and shove it all the way down the camera to see down your esophagus into your stomach.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's painful.
Anyways, my idea is for Jeffrey to get a colonoscopy live on the air so we can finally see what's going on down there. Jeffrey, is it about the age where you should start getting regular prostate exams? He's at risk for prostate cancer. So, Jeffrey, do you volunteer for this?
No, I think my prostate's okay. I think my prostate's cool. If I was going to have my prostate invaded, I don't think I need it on the air.
Okay.
Have you ever had your prostate checked?
Yeah, I think I remember one time I had an old lady doctor.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Well, it hurts, so, but at least I know one thing. The only enjoyment I got out of it is that my prostate's in good shape.
I went with him for that doctor's appointment.
Oh, you
remember?
Did?
Yeah, we all went, you guys, because we were trying to find out if you guys. Diabetes, I think.
That's the way to check. Oh, no, yeah. Finger up the old.
No, we went there and found out he had diabetes.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we had to go to, we went and got a checkup because it was the first physical he had in like 10 years. So uh-huh. I went with him and they said that he had a clean prostate.
Let's see here. Z-Mac, I think is how you pronounce this person's name. Yo, Rover, I just wanted to thank Charlie, Snitzer, and Dieter for coming out of the bus on Thursday to take pictures and have a five-minute chat with a New York City fan. I waited for 2 hours, but I can tell you it was worth it to meet the crew of RMG. I was so excited meeting them that I forgot all the questions I wanted to ask. Charlie signed my dollar bill. Dieter was also nice enough to bring me a bottle of water, which I never opened, as it's now a prized memento
I give
sitting on my
bottles.
Shelf at home.
I felt bad. He looked so thirsty out there for 2 hours. I'm like, I got to give him something to drink. He was from Poland, this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nicest guy.
He says, okay. I can't believe how nice you guys were. I only wish that you, Rover, would have come out as well. Was I here?
Yeah.
I think was I asleep?
Sleeping, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Z-Mac. I was asleep. Otherwise, I would have. Let's see here. Kelly writes, Dear Rover's Morning Glory crew, I just wanted to thank you for the New York City fan meetup. It was great to meet other fans of the show and hear how they heard about you. Your fans love all of you so much. I am the jewelry/diamond girl who was giddy to talk to B2. She's not only beautiful on the outside, but she is a radiant and beautiful person on the inside. I don't know what the jewelry diamond girl what that means exactly, but she works for a company called Amanda Pearl, it says here, whatever that means.
I don't remember. I'm sure I met her, but I don't remember anybody saying that they worked in diamonds.
Thank you for all you do. Your hard work does not go unnoticed.
You know, Jeffrey was at the appearance last night.
He was.
Yeah. Well, we made him made a phone call to him.
Yeah, you know, I was already in bed when you called me too. Some girl called from your number. It's talking about something about glory holes. I was like, oh yeah. Well, they left a message on my phone. I erased it anyway. But I just was not. I was already in bed. I was just not in the mood. So you called the second time. I hung up.
We call him. Jeffrey goes. He goes, what? It's 2,200 hours.
No, it's 2,148.
Military time. Oh, okay. I was 12 minutes off.
Yeah. Don't be an idiot, Dieter. Brian writes, not that you didn't know, but Dirty Little Holly is a slut. I tried to ask for advice, but she wouldn't DM me on Twitter. She'd prefer to get all the followers she could. So I'm going to you. I recently divorced a day ago. Is it safe for me to get on Tinder and bar hunt? This is Brian from Louisville. If you're divorced, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right, why are you asking her for advice for?
Because he wants to hook up with her.
Yeah.
She's an amateur porn star.
You won't screw me. You're a slut.
Yeah. Brian, go out, get on Tinder, get on Grindr, get on whatever you can get your hands on.
Anything you can do.
Laura writes, Rover, I have been an obsessed listener for over a year now, but I've listened to your show for many years on and off. I've been going back and listening to older episodes. I find myself laughing at how similar you and I are. One thing I have to ask you about is, how do you feel having an ex you now make fun of because they don't take a regular bath? That's douchey. I'm embarrassed, yet it's such a good insult. It's hard to pass up bringing up and telling people. Yet again, I dated this stinking, dirty-ass man who showered maybe once a week. He hid it in the beginning, and it was winter, so by the time I figured it out, I was already in love and pregnant. Can you hide showering once a week, even in the winter? I mean, in the winter time. Plus, she says he was amazing in the bedroom. His brother and friends knew of his habit of only showering once a week and routinely made fun of him, but he said he didn't care. But now we broke up, and when I talk about him, I want to say so bad. This lazy mother effer can't even take a damn shower, much less keep a job. Well, I guess you could use that as an insult, but people do. They go, well, how come you dated this person for so long?
Dude,
that's
thought.
What they ask me
immediate
about douchey. They go, what the hell's wrong with you, Rover?
What's your answer to that when they ask?
You say Doogie doesn't shower regularly. In one episode, you said you would be surprised if she even washed her face when she did shower. What do I say? I say, well, I was young and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to ask, what's going on with you? No one is saying anything, but it's so obvious to us that something's going on between you and Doogie.
Meaning good or bad?
Something is brewing again.
Oh, okay. A battle.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's not what she's talking about. Oh, something is broken. No,
love.
She thinks something's going on with the show. I think. I don't know what that means. Something's brewing. Huh? Nothing's brewing.
My stomach is brewing right now.
Oh my God! I swear to you, for the second night in a row, I dreamt about going because I had that street food. The halal guys,
and so good.
This cleaned me out. This was on day one here in New York City. It was on Tuesday. It cleaned me out. So I had to take, before I then went to dinner that night, I had to take some Pepto-Bismol.
All right.
A Pepto-Bismol is not a hardcore
That's not
thing.
Your Imodium stash. You didn't dip into that.
No, I didn't dip into that. I took some Pepto-Bismol. Since then, it's just been backed up. And the dam is about to break today.
I did this morning, and I've clogged the hotel toilet.
Again?
I don't know what to do. It was just pure liquid, just real sick. I'm just up there. I was doing that. I almost missed the beginning of the show because I was just up there. The amount of drinking we did last night, I thought just an easy night, you know, like maybe 3-4 beers at the max.
Yeah.
I think within the first 45 minutes, I had 5 shots and 2 beers. Within
well, there was that one
minutes.
Guy there that was...
there was that guy. That guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy. Getting everyone's shots. He tried to get me a shot, and I...
Well, yeah, I had to do your shot.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he tried to get Dieter's shot? Did you take it?
I just sent him to you.
Yeah,
I sent him to my guy. Go to Charlie.
I have something I want to mention about that. Let me take a quick break. We are live in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We have the Shizzy coming up as well, the news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Well, Charlie had mentioned that a lot happened yesterday in the world of politics, so we'll both get you caught up as far as what went down yesterday. Also, I've got a good testicle story for you. A guy's testicles get trapped. It's pretty funny. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Every Friday in Lent, it is all-you-can-eat fish.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
You got the cough now?
Fish Fridays. For $12.99 inside their full-service restaurants, Country Pride inside TA, Iron Skillet inside Petro Stopping Centers. All-you-can-eat fish Fridays throughout Lent at TA and Petro Stopping Centers. You all right over there, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Coughing. What's the matter?
I've been coughing ever since. It might be the day we got here. I took a nap on the bus, and I had that vent blowing right in my face. It just dried me out ever since. Mm. It's had a, like a dry cough. It's not a phlegm.
Uh-huh. We were talking about our New York City meetup and the guy that...
That
was,
also might have something to do with it. Just, you know, it could be out very late.
Yeah. Yeah, we were out a little bit later than we anticipated.
What time were we supposed to leave? 9:30?
We were supposed to be out of there by 9:30. I didn't arrive until 8:45, though. And it started at 8, but I couldn't get over there until 8:45. And I had a dinner last night. And we went to a place where you had to wear a jacket.
Wait, suit?
Yeah. So... I was planning on going to dinner, then coming back to the hotel, changing, and going down to this mini fan meetup. So the dinner is at 5:30. Everyone gets there. I go, all right, this is 5:30. We'll be out of here. When would you think?
6:45, 7?
Yeah. I got up from the table to leave at 8:10.
Oh,
5:30 to 8:10 is how long this dinner lasted. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I had to go straight to this punk bar that we were at.
Yeah, a bar that has like shots that are called ass juice.
Yeah.
This looks like, just graffiti everywhere. There's midget porn playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the level that you're dealing with. This is like what you'd imagine a punk rock bar to be.
And I call Charlie. I get in the Uber and I go, hey. Just tell people I'm on my way there. I'm running late because of this dinner. He's like, okay. And I go, I don't have time to stop and change. I'm wearing a suit. He goes, you're going to look like a real a-hole walking into this place in a suit. I go, thanks. But I had to do it. What else could I do?
You did. You walked in. Yeah. You did look kind of like an a-hole, but it almost looked like you were, what did you say? You look like you're the leader of a cult at that point.
Almost like a motivational speaker or those Tony Robbins or Joel Osteen, maybe?
Yeah, because this is the grimiest place, like one of the top five grimiest places I've ever been. And then there you are walking in a suit.
Looking dapper.
And then, yeah, looking good. And everybody's just surrounding you. And you're just like holding court. And it just looks
I think the bartenders are probably like, who the hell? What's going on here?
We've never seen
a guy in a suit in this place ever in the history of this bar. And now one walks in and everyone is surrounding him.
The guy with the shaved head full of tattoos head to toe, he's like, what is this meeting for? What business do you guys meet here for? I'm like, it's a radio show.
Yeah, he's wearing like a leather vest and everything.
Yeah.
There's nuts in there.
But you mentioned the guy that was buying, his name was JJ. Yeah. I remember JJ.
Shout out to JJ. It's going to be really hard to forget from.
JJ's not awake right now. I don't even know if JJ made it home last night.
He's in the gutter right now, or prison.
JJ, as soon as I get there, Spencer and I get there, JJ says, let's do a shot. I'm like, well, I'm good. I don't want to get too messed up. He's like, well, it's already ordered. And he gave me a shot of ass juice, they call it there.
Yeah.
Ass juice. It looks like it's a clogged toilet, basically, because of the color of it. And so he does one shot. As soon as it's done, he orders another one.
Oh, my
God. And then as soon as it's done, I try to walk away. He's not into that. So I think I did four shots with him within 20 minutes. Then he moves on. He's like, let's do whiskey now. I'm going to get you real drunk.
No,
I'm like,
no.
JJ, I can't. I got to wake up in the morning. He's like, so do I. I've had five DUIs. What does it matter? And I'm like, five DUIs.
He tops Nads.
Yes. He's like, I have more DUIs than Nads. Let's do a shot. So I eventually got away from him just because he was nice and everything, but I just couldn't handle that many shots.
No, when I saw him later on, he came out of the bathroom. He couldn't even stand.
Yeah.
He was just bouncing off walls. I go, this guy's got to go home, right? An hour later, he's still there. I don't know how he was still standing.
He told me that he has five DUIs. He was in a bad place, just almost like a Nads quote. He was in a bad place. But hopefully the bartender's overheard this to stick with the persona. I saved his life, he said. And because of me, he's still around. And I'm like, watching this guy take 50 shots.
Yeah. Was it for the best?
Did you guys see him drink a beer at all?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You didn't see this?
No, I saw him just doing liquor.
Pint glass, drinks the beer, 2 seconds.
Really?
Yeah,
well, it makes sense.
Boom.
That's why.
It's just unbelievable.
He kept trying to chug a beer with me, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm just, sipping this. I don't know when we're going to leave. He goes, I'll pay you $2,000 right now to chug against me. I go, put the money on the pool table. Let's see it. And he started reaching in his pocket, and then he disappeared.
He, twice I was standing in the bathroom trying to take a leak, and he kicked the door open. I don't know if it was just to check out my stuff or what.
Yeah, right over there, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Cough. Yeah. Do a full cough, because it's just going to keep happening until you get the phlegm out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there we go.
Did you go to the doctor?
No, I just been taking Halls every 2 hours all last night. So
that works.
Isn't it interesting? His wife goes to the hospital for a mosquito bite and everything else. Jeffrey's actually legitimately sick, never goes to a doctor.
I can hear the bronchitis in your chest, that wetness.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm cool. We got a show to do.
Yeah, somebody keeps coughing in the middle of it. I don't know. It's kind of distracting. He kept kicking the door open, Robert, like full on, boom, and it would be slamming against the wall. And I mean, I learned that when I go in the bathroom to not even do anything for the first minute because I'm waiting for him.
He kept following the door in.
Yeah, because he wants
to see that chopped off
my
elephant trunk.
Yeah, it was scary. Uh-huh. Then he kept suggesting how he has to pee, and do I bet him to pee his pants? And I was like, yeah, I bet you that. I almost got him to do it, too. It was very close.
So he has, like, a pee fetish or something.
Something was going on. Yeah, something with pee.
You know...
he was a good guy, though. JJ was great.
Dieter was... I don't think Dieter did any shots at this
bar. No, I did.
And
they
Dieter's excuse was... Listen to this. This is a good one. I just went to the gym, so I can't do a shot.
Makes sense.
What he said.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because I'm dehydrated after.
But the beer's fine.
Beer. Yeah, the beer's
rehydrating.
Yeah, no, because there's some carbs in it. You can have one or two beers after your workout. The studies show that, Rover. But shots, it's just too much. So I used that, and then once later on, I couldn't avoid it. I did do whiskey. But you never do them, Rover. You pass them off on me.
And then you passed them down on me.
Right.
I'm at the bottom.
I learned now. Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
No, I passed it on to B2 last night. She actually did three shots that people kept buying
for
me. Oh, yeah. And she took them like a champ.
It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun and more people than I ever thought would show up.
Yeah. There were quite a few people at the New York City fan meetup yesterday, which I was very surprised by that as well. Charlie and I afterwards on the way back, we were talking about it. Like, because no one said that they were coming. Here's a photo of some of the people.
Wow.
And if you're watching RMG TV, you can see me in my nice little jacket, button-down shirt. I fit right in, don't I? But, like, no one said, oh, yeah, we're coming. We're going to be there. Really? It was, I think one person said, yeah, I'm going to be there tonight.
That was it. Yeah, I didn't think.
Okay, it's going to be one person.
So, thanks for stopping out.
A lot of people that... A few people that were transplants, but most of the people, they just started listening to the show on the iHeartRadio app. And they said, oh, yeah, I saw a weird name. I started listening, and that was 5 or 6 years ago. So thank you to everyone who stopped by. We had a great time. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it. Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. All right, so Charlie earlier had said a lot of stuff had happened yesterday in the news. Rover, you said you didn't really know what was going on. So we're going to fill you in. It started yesterday before noon. I think I started getting notifications that John Dowd.
Doogie, there's something happened before that.
What?
Bring your music bed down a little bit, too, Doogie. It's a little loud there.
And I'm not going to even blame Trump for this, because Joe Biden definitely started it. But Joe Biden says he wants to kick Trump's ass or something.
He will get his ass handed to him.
And then Trump's tweeting.
Joe Biden would kick Donald Trump's ass.
Are you kidding me?
Biden's way older.
He's a scrapper.
No, he's... How old do you think Biden is?
He's
way
old. 70.
How old is Trump?
70.
Biden's 75, I think.
Yeah!
Okay.
But he's a scrapper, dude. He'll
Trump can move.
I thought Trump was 72.
Trump's 71.
Isn't he? 71? Okay.
So who's older?
Biden.
Biden is?
Yeah.
He's 75.
So I want you to hear this tweet. It's just so nuts. It was funny. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically. And yet, he threatens me for the second time with physical assault? He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. But Joe did start that one. So that was how he started. That was yesterday morning. We never even talked about it. That was yesterday morning at 6:19.
Yeah, it is really stupid. I don't understand what Joe Biden is trying to prove with these stories. If this were high school, I would take him out behind the gym and kick his ass. Like,
that's the Tommy Davidson
thing. But it's not high school. You're a former vice president of the United States talking about the current president of the United States. This is what we tell kids not to do.
Exactly.
You joker. All right, go on.
So that started, and then later in the day, it was John Dowd. He stepped down as the lead lawyer on the legal team representing President Trump in special counsel Robert Mueller. Now, Dowd has strongly suggested don't do an interview with Mueller and don't fire Mueller. Let him do his job. So Trump didn't like that, and it just got out of control, and the lawyer said, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. So that was a big...
So do you think that this means that Trump is on the verge of firing Robert Mueller?
I think that's just a matter of time before that happens. That's definitely going to happen. But I think this Dowd guy got replaced by a TV attorney, like some guy, like a Fox News guy that's always on Fox.
Who's been going around for the past few months saying that this is they're framing Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, the deep state is framing Donald Trump. It's
so
all
it's
a conspiracy.
Nut job. Right.
The other story that happened, H.R. McMaster, who we had heard was going to be gone after numerous sources said he's on the outs. He went to work yesterday, got a phone call from the president and said it's just not working out. So he has resigned. And by last night, we now know that he has been replaced with John Bolton. So Trump.
Another Fox News commentator.
Isn't this crazy?
Okay.
So he's surrounding himself with people that won't question him or are on the same agenda. And as I was driving in this morning, we said the reporters were saying, OK, who's next? Is it going to be John Kelly who is very unhappy with all these decisions? They said they had heard that Trump liked the idea if he lets John Kelly go or if Kelly leaves, chief of staff, that Donald Trump will...
Sean Hannity.
No, nobody.
No. Okay. It's a better answer than
that. Oh, better?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh,
he
nobody.
Would be the chief of staff.
I'm my own chief of staff.
Yeah. He doesn't like people telling him what to do. He wants to run his presidency like he runs his businesses. Open door policy and... Just get rid of that position. So that would be
revolving door policy.
What?
Wow.
I said revolving door policy.
Yeah, that's true.
There are a lot of people in and out of the White House. Okay,
yes.
Interesting.
So you guys are in New York City. Dieter, did you know that Bruce Willis is there in New York City filming a movie?
No.
Yes.
Where? Do you have the...
Well, we gotta go today. It's kind of a sad story.
They
might not be filming today. There's a firefighter that was killed late last night. Well, he was fighting a blaze. They were battling a blaze that broke out at a Harlem building where film crews were shooting a new Ed Norton and Bruce Willis movie. The firefighter's name is Michael Davidson. He's of Harlem's Engine Company 69. He's a dad of four, and he was briefly reported missing after that Mayday call was made from the building, but he was soon found rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. There were two other firefighters that were also listed in serious condition with burns early.
So what happened? Was this? Did this start as a result of something they were doing, a stunt or filming, or was this just, were they even filming at the time that this fire broke out?
According to the story,
I don't know why I'm asking. I can see Dougie frantically trying to scan the article for more details.
Got it. According to the story, flames broke in the basement of the building. It was about 11 o'clock last night, so it was pretty late. No one was in the basement at the time, but film work was being done just outside on the set of Motherless Brooklyn. That's the name of the movie. It's set to be released next year. So they're still investigating, but just happened 11 o'clock last night, so that firefighter did die.
Okay.
A veteran horse jockey died yesterday. A lot of death. A veteran horse jockey died yesterday, which was 3 days after a horrible accident during a race in Pennsylvania. Parks Racing did confirm the death of Jose Flores. Yesterday afternoon, he was only 57 years old, and apparently he was riding a horse named Love Rules. He had been in the lead of Monday's race when the horse fell with no warning, and it sent the jockey into the ground head first. He was taken to the hospital, and he never regained consciousness. They said that the horse was euthanized thereafter. They said that he had horrible head injuries and spine injuries from this crash because he went pretty much headfirst off this horse. So his family had to fly in from Florida to say goodbye to him. So he died yesterday. And then I'll end with this. A hotel guest suffered the embarrassment, I would say ultimate embarrassment, when he was going to get in the shower. He was naked and he decided to sit down on a plastic chair. And his testicles were trapped in the chair. He couldn't get his testicles out.
What do you mean?
He was naked, and it was one of those plastic chairs that have, like, the...
Like with the slats, like the space in between?
Yes,
yeah, it must be the left to right.
They said that it was so bad that they had to call for help, and he had to be freed by fire crews.
Oh, man, how embarrassing.
You put a picture up, you can't really tell. I think that's the old guy back there.
Man.
I would do anything to break that instead of calling a firefighter. Or just walk around with it. I'd cut out the plastic circle on my nuts like a donut and just walk around.
You know, I was watching, we were someplace, like here, we on the bus, you can't get satellite TV because we're right next to a big, tall building, so it's blocking the signal. So I was watching stuff off the Plex server. We have like 2,000 movies on there. And I think maybe one of you guys have been watching There's Something About Mary, or maybe I just saw it. I don't remember, but I watched that just the first 15 minutes.
Nut scene.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that scene, you know, in like 10 years.
We got a bleeder.
I laughed out loud.
That is one of the best scenes.
It's so funny. It's really, you know, B2 has never seen that movie.
Really? Even that one.
She doesn't watch any movies.
She would love that.
I know. I've tried to get her to watch it. I think she would like that movie.
Yeah, she'd love it.
There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Call 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
Operators are standing by.
Well, really, it's just Nads standing by Charlie in the fart box. Still call us, though. 1-866-967-6837.
You can reach us, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We are in the final day of our trip to New York City, our final show of our trip to New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Girl.
It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
In New York City, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers every Friday throughout Lent. It is all-you-can-eat fish Fridays. So, Dieter, today, Friday, you eating fish today for Lent?
Got to find fish.
Giving up all the meat, huh?
You know it. I love it.
You don't seem too convincing.
You're not going to eat are you going to eat your chicken today?
No.
Oh, wow. You're not?
I got to find fish.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why don't you try it?
Yeah, maybe
I
will.
We just want to eat. Let me prepare it. Eat it. You're going to eat it raw. I'm not going to microwave it.
Why would I eat it raw?
Cold. Because I always eat it cold. I want you to actually taste it how I taste
it. That's different than raw, though.
What do you mean?
It's cooked. It's just cold.
No, but I'm saying I don't reheat it. Like the green beans, I don't cook. I eat. That's raw. And then the chicken, I'm not going to reheat or anything.
But that's not raw.
Okay. If you want to cut it down, I'm just saying, you're not going to reheat it.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. Because I want you to eat it how I eat it.
Don't spice it
up. No peppers, no seasoning, no nothing.
That sounds bad.
It's nothing for taste because it's just for results. It's not for taste. Everybody wants to eat something that tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to eat your chicken the way you do, Dieter, for the protein, right?
Yes.
So do you guys believe he's not going to eat this chicken?
I don't know. How many chickens do you have left on this bus?
One. I timed it out perfectly. There's one piece left.
One piece left, but Dieter, it's Lent. You can't eat it today.
I'm going to find some tuna or that street meat. I think they have fish on that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, what could go wrong with
street
that?
Fish.
I ate that twice yesterday, the chicken and rice, and within 5 minutes of eating it, I was on the toilet. I just finished it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got a drop. The hell of a guy.
That's where you went.
The halal guys?
Yeah,
that's what I had, too. This cleaned me out.
Well, you guys talked about how good it was. I go, well, let me just try it. You know, I need something. I go, chicken and rice. That's perfect for me. He put the white sauce on it. Not even the spicy sauce.
And I didn't put any of the spicy sauce on there either. They gave you two packets of that white sauce. I only used one because I looked at how many calories are in a packet. Holy mackerel.
Oh, yeah, I used two.
So within 5 minutes, I swear to God, I go, oh, my God, I got to go on the toilet. I mean, it was my body's just like, get it out. And I sat down just destroyed. And that wasn't even my first dump of the day. So that's why I thought it was empty.
Someone sent me a text message. You can always text the show. You give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can text us at the number as well. That comes on to... either into the studio when we're home or onto Rolling Glory 1 when we're on the road. Someone sent me a text message regarding some bill that the Senate passed. It is, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. This is H.R. 1865. This is a bill that makes websites liable if someone uses them for sex trafficking. So if you have a website and you have forums and people are doing sex trafficking stuff in your forums, the website itself can now be criminally prosecuted for activity that comes up. This is the opposite of how the internet actually has been working for forever. Most of the time, websites are not responsible for things that their users do on those websites. So, Craigslist.
Oh, they're done.
They've already announced we're closing our personals. Everything.
Well, what's sex trafficking exactly?
It's sex for money. Using grabbing.
Oh, just a prostitute. That's.
I guess
they think of sex trafficking like something that's kind of like in a slavery situation or they're a sex slave.
Yeah, I would think more of that, too.
But it could just be a normal prostitute that doing it on her own free choice.
And I don't know. Is it? No, I don't think that would necessarily be
okay.
Sex trafficking, I don't think. But they have Craigslist has announced that they are closing down their entire personal section, not just their sex stuff, but all of the
connections, anything,
everything.
Yeah, because doesn't matter which part you're in. If you just look around in there, it's all prostitutes for the most part.
They state U.S. Congress just passed H.R. 1865. Seeking to subject websites to criminal and civil liability when third parties, users, misuse online personals unlawfully. Any tool or service can be misused. We can't take such risk without jeopardizing all of our other services, so we are regretfully taking Craigslist personals offline. To the millions of spouses, partners, and couples who met through Craigslist, we wish you every happiness. So even like just seeking friends gone from Craigslist. This is why Craigslist existed.
What about an app like Tinder? Don't you think there's prostitutes on there?
I don't know. Are there?
I'm sure there is.
So they could be. But if it's really not prostitution. It's more if someone is using. Let's say I'm a pimp and I'm prostituting out my hoes.
Sure.
On Tinder.
Okay.
That would subject them to criminal liability, which is something that we have never seen before in the internet age. Generally, these websites are immune to that kind of stuff, as long as they don't try to overtly encourage it. But
what if somebody's doing it in YouTube comments? What if they're just commenting on the bottom of a YouTube video.
Maybe YouTube, I guess, could be.
I'm just saying this could happen anywhere. Well, this could happen with inside of any sort of website.
And it would be a hotel, for instance. You could do illegal activity in the hotel. I could go into my hotel room right now with a mountain of cocaine and snort cocaine with hookers. Oh, does that mean that the hotel should be criminally prosecuted?
No, it's inside your room.
Yeah, if they're buying you the cocaine, then yeah, I think they're wrong. But no, if you're in there, that's your little private space.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. There is a lot of sex worker stuff going on. Some people are complaining, well, there are consensual sex workers on Craigslist. They should be allowed to do what they, it's probably illegal already, but, some people are saying that this cuts them off from being able to provide their services. Obviously, it does. Some women are consensual sex workers, and now they are out of luck. I don't know if they're what their plan is going to be.
Oh, yeah, it sucks for them, but also what they're doing, it is illegal. So
I'm looking at Craigslist. Okay, so they took the personal thing is still up, but when you click on it, it says it goes to that FOSTA thing. That's what it's called, FOSTA.
Yeah,
but
fighting online sex trafficking or something, I think is what it, the bill stands for.
Yeah. But discussion forums are still open and there's still discussion in the forums. I'm clicking on whatever.
What are you clicking on?
No, tell us.
M4M.
What's that?
Oh, man for man.
Yeah. Okay.
So bookmark. Perfect.
Well, I got a bookmark. Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's tons of stuff in here. I mean, I don't know.
Tell us
what they're shutting down.
Keep searching.
Well, I don't think that they are. They haven't shut it down entirely yet, Snitch. They are doing it, I think, in the near future.
Okay.
So Craigslist is done. You're right. What about Tinder? Is that done?
I'm sure there's pimps setting up accounts for girls on there. 100% that's happening.
Now, how common are these things that people respond to these? Let me give you another story that's sort of related. This is in Fort Collins, Colorado. Police officers put up ads on things like Craigslist or whatever. And in a 24-hour period, 444 people responded, and they arrested 21 people who actually came out.
Well, how long was it up?
24 hours.
And they had how many people?
444 people respond to these sex ads. They arrested 21 people who set up appointments to meet with who they thought were sex workers, but actually were undercover officers. So they've given those people tickets and fines. That's a lot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know it was that easy to, if you were a chick, just to throw up an account, like a picture, and then have 444
people respond in a 24-hour period. That's 444 stripper Scots responding, trying to have sex with a hooker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, speaking of him, how's he getting his dates?
Back. This is a bad time for Stripper Scott right now. It has to be. This has to be
dark rough. Days for Stripper Scott. He gets that name not because he's a stripper, but because he tries to date strippers.
When you say 400 responded, 400 emailed this person or 400 showed up and got arrested?
Emailed, 21 showed up and got arrested.
I didn't know it was that many. That was that easy.
Is that not entrapment or that's not?
I don't know if it is entrapment or not. Apparently, it must not be, Snitz, because they're doing it. And I've seen episodes of Cops where they, you know, they walk around trying to look like prostitutes. I think the key is, like on episodes of Cops, when they're walking around, I think that the man has to first bring up the sex act or something. But if you post that you're a sex worker, wouldn't that be the cops setting that up? It would seem sort of like entrapment. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the ins and outs of that, no pun intended, but it is apparently a very common thing that people are using these for their sites. Now, Jeffrey, you've had sex with a lot of hookers. How did you get them? Just driving down the street?
Yeah, that was the old-fashioned way. You see a hot girl walking by, and you make eye contact, and next thing you know, that's it. You know, like the way I got arrested. Was
what do you
just,
say?
No, you just.
What
say,
do you say to the prostitute?
You know, they'll say stuff like, "Hey, you dating?" I go, "Yeah, I'm not busy. What's up?" You know, and then you go, the conversation goes from there.
And then what?
And then she gets in. You know, you discuss what you want to do. You pay the money. She does the deed, and there you go.
Would you negotiate the price?
No, not necessarily, because I think they have it in their mindset what they'll do what for this much money. So,
what's the most you've ever spent on one prostitute in one act?
In one act is $20. Just to,
that's
get
the most. You've
that's
ever spent?
It. That's the absolute. That's the most.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You never treated it. You never treated yourself to like a super high class prostitute that maybe costs like $50?
No, because I don't think I'm that kind of material for us. So for a super high class hooker, as you put it, Charlie. In the way I got it,
Jeffrey. Let me explain this to you. Everyone is material for a high end escort because you just pay them.
Yeah, money talks.
He's getting denied by prostitutes. No, I won't do that.
Well, the way I got arrested was, again, there was a lady. She was working undercover as a hooker. You know, and I got caught. And the minute money was brought up, the cops popped out and guns drawn. And next thing you know, I was in handcuffs.
So in that case, you brought up the money first. Is that why?
That was the strategy. So okay. It was a combination of.
So did they take you down to the jail, and did you have to bail out, or did they just arrest you, they give you a ticket and let you go
way? When they arrested me, it's because it was so close to downtown. They took me down to the Justice Center. They held us for 4 hours. They gave us a piece of paper, it's kind of like a promissory note that you appear in court the next day. I didn't have to bail out. I wasn't actually put in the jail. I was only detained for 4 hours.
You say they were held us. Was there like a whole sting operation?
Yeah,
you and a bunch of other Johns?
It was a whole sting, yeah.
So, how many other guys were in there with
about,
you?
About, like, say, like the most 7-8 other guys. They had a little van when he brought us their little mobile booking unit. You know, they had the guy with the typewriter and they type up all the information. So this is the days before the computers and stuff.
Jeffrey, is this when you worked at the jail or before or
this
after?
Is way before I worked at the jail. I didn't work at the jail till late 90s.
What's amazing to me. It's just amazing is that they actually hired him to work as a jail guard after. He was arrested for prostitution. Doesn't that blow your mind?
Yes. Well, it was a misdemeanor. It was the only time I was ever arrested, and it wasn't a felony. They wouldn't have hired me if it was a felony.
Was the cop chick hot?
Not really.
Really?
Now that I look back on it, you know, I mean, sometimes she wasn't that hot, trust me.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
So
I saw sitting here on Rolling Glory 1, we were driving and I was watching MSNBC Lockup Raw, which is the kind of some behind the scenes action.
Yeah, they have 30 of different lockup shows. So.
And this one, they were talking about the Heartless Felons gang, and I go, oh, that's a gang from where we live, our city. So I watch this, and indeed, it was the county jail. And I think, isn't that where you worked, Jeffrey?
Yeah, county jail. That the Heartless Felons got their start in the juvenile facilities here in Ohio. And
So I'm watching this. I could not believe that Jeffrey was one of these guards that I'm watching.
He had to stop these dudes.
Yeah, Rover, this is so funny you brought this up. There were two cops out last night at the appearance.
Yeah.
They could not believe Jeffrey made it through the training and was hired to be a CO.
I don't know how this happened.
It blew their mind. They kept asking me all these questions like, did he work for the county? Did he work for the state? Did he go through all the training? It's so hard. And Jeffrey made it. They thought, like, is that a lie? I go,
how
no.
How do you make it through that? I mean, there's got to be some sort of, I'm sure it's not called boot camp, but there's got to be
It was a CO boot camp. And what they went through was months, like 6 months.
They were police officers.
No, but they said the CO training is very similar. If you can go through the CO training, Grover, they said that's 90% of the police training. So you can almost transfer it over.
So almost Jeffrey could have eventually transferred to be. You guys got to stop this. This slurping breathing. It's got to stop.
Jeffrey.
I mean, it's just.
It's not me.
I guess that's one way.
Jeffrey could be a cop with his training right now. He has to finish 10 more percent of the boot camp, Rover.
What was your training like to be a prison guard, Jeffrey?
Well, basically, it's the county jail, and a lot of times, 90% of the times, it's the sergeants and the corporals that have the better training for handling, you know, actually manhandling the inmates and, you know, breaking up a fight. You know, when you're just a regular line officer, the way I was trained, you know, if you see two inmates fight, you know, you just hit your thing. Hey, look, I got in my fight here. I got backup. Because how are you going to jump into the middle of an inmate fight when you got, and it's just you and you have 48 inmates in that housing unit?
Oh, my God. I would pay to see that.
Can you imagine
this? I would pay to see him break up a 48-man fight. Stop it. You go over there. Calm down. Jeffrey, how long was your training?
Training was about the most 3-4 months. And you learn, you try to learn how to use your mouth and your wits more than brawn, basically. That was the philosophy.
Are you saying, Jeffrey, this is on the job training or this is training?
No, I went through an actual training academy before they actually had me work in the jail.
How do you graduate from the training academy? He gave us the name of the guy who hired him, and I'm sure that this guy is probably retired.
No, I looked him up. He's like in charge of all the jails, so I don't think.
At the time that I was working in the jail, he was one of the training officers at the time I worked there.
So I'm
that
sure
was
he
like 10
doesn't
years
want
ago.
To discuss this time.
Could we make a documentary about this? Jeffrey's time in jail?
Yes.
As a CO?
So, Jeffrey, how long were you a jail guard before you got fired or quit or whatever?
I was at least there 4 months.
So you were in the training longer than you were in the actual guard.
And part of the training was actually, and part of the training would be called, what you would call field training, is when you actually worked up in the jail under the, you know, under the guidance of a veteran officer. So
How is this? I just don't get it.
I don't know. And also, I watched this lockup. This was not. I mean,
this wasn't Sunday school.
No, this was. And they were wearing like these, they look like SWAT team guys.
Oh, that's
almost.
The Men in Black. When I worked in the jail, they didn't have that unit yet. When I worked in the jail.
Could you imagine like you're working with Jeffrey or whatever, you're a jail guard, and you say, Jeffrey, I had to take a leak. You have to watch these 48 inmates right now alone.
The 48 heartless felons.
Yeah, like how did they not just murder him?
Well, they almost did. They put poison in his lemonade.
Oh, yeah. In his drink.
Put soap in it. And he chugged it.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
So Jeffrey was in a jail cell with 8 horny guys who didn't get their rocks off. Anything you want to confess to, Jeffrey?
No. None of that didn't happen.
So all of them, right? We're talking about two different times Jeffrey was in jail. One, he worked in the jail as a corrections officer. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. But the other one was, prior to that, he was actually in jail because he was arrested for prostitution.
No, I was never.
Apparently,
I was
with
never
seven or eight other guys.
No,
who are never. Sitting there? They thought they were going to get laid. They had blue balls.
Yeah, they're
now it's just eight horny guys sitting around in a holding cell. And Jeffrey, you expect us to believe nothing happened?
No, because it wasn't really a holding cell in an actual detention facility. It was like the police van because it was a mobile unit.
Oh, locked into a small van.
No, you said they took you to the Justice Center.
Yeah,
they didn't
but they
take
were,
you
we were
out of the van?
We were held like a large, like it looked like an open office with all kinds of like detective desks and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't really, you know, so it's like it's something I care to forget. I'd like to forget. That
Tiffany,
happened.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hey, morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey.
Hey. I've got a question for you guys. The website's on dating, since you guys are on the whole prostitution.
Now, hold on. Let me just pause. Hold on, Tiffany. Let me pause you. This is a real voice, right?
No.
Not a cartoon voice?
No. It's a fake voice.
No, it is real. It's been a rough night. Break up with the boyfriend.
What's up your nose? Sounds all
this
clogged.
This is a voice changer.
Oh, I've been sick.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so, go on. What do you want to say?
So, the long and the short is, my ex-boyfriend religiously listens to you, probably listening right now. We had dated a year, and he never said the three words, and I did everything for him, ran one of his businesses. He denies, but the online dating sites say that he has been online. And he's denied that he ever would.
All right, Tiffany, hold on the line. Hold on.
How does Nads put that through?
Hold on, Tiffany.
Yeah, Nads. I mean, Nads hears that voice, and you go right through. You're getting on there immediately.
We're going to have to distill this question down to 15 words or less, because that's all I can take. 15 words or less. So if she can get it into 15 words or less, she can ask this question when we come back. We also have the shizzy, the news, coming up. We're on board Rolling Glory 1, live in New York City. We are fueled by TA and Petro's Stopping Centers. Our last day in New York City today. We will be coming back home tomorrow. And then we're going to be back out on the road in another week or so.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
You really don't know?
I don't know. I think that we are going. The plan now is to hit some opening days at baseball parks.
Nice. Cool.
Milwaukee, Chicago.
Hell yes.
And Cleveland.
Oh, this sounds great.
That, I think, is the plan.
Are they all separate days? I'm sure
not
you probably
Chicago.
Already looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, we can't hit all of them on the same day. How would you do that?
Well, of course. I'm saying, are there opening days all different?
Yes.
Not Chicago what, Dougie?
Well, because Chicago isn't until after you guys are home. So you're going to miss Chicago, but looking at going to Chicago.
I thought we
were
going to Chicago.
Opening day isn't until later. So the Brewers, the Indians, but in the middle there, we're looking at Chicago to hang for a few days.
So the Cubs or the White Sox don't have their opening day?
I can check the White
Sox.
During
this period of time?
I can check the White Sox.
This sounds so fun. I love baseball, and opening days are super fun.
All right, so let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover said living on a bus could be the worst decision he's ever made.
Wait, hold on. He lived with Dougie for how long?
Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in New York City. We're in the middle of Manhattan right now, where we've been for most of the week this week. Last day here in New York. It's been fun so far. We had a great time. Thanks to everyone who came out to our fan meetup yesterday. I have some messages I'd like to pass along to at least one person from the fan meetup yesterday. I'll get to that in just a moment. Jesse in North Carolina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I got Jeffrey's way off on the academy. I went through the academy. I'm the one who called in about them swapping out his juice and everything. Told you that story.
Now, wait a second. So you're the guy that actually revealed to us the story that Jeffrey, when he was a jail guard, they actually Jeffrey was drinking what he thought was pink lemonade. I think it was.
Yeah.
And instead, what they did was, I don't know if it was the inmates. I think it was the inmates.
Yeah, the inmates.
They swapped because Jeffrey at first tried to tell us it was his coworkers.
No. He turned his back, and then they switched. They put that pink soap you could find in every bathroom
right.
into his
that
pink
industrial
lemonade.
Soap, like out of like a gas station bathroom,
right? And he chugged it, and then right away he's like, "Oh, my stomach! Take me to the hospital."
He had to go to the hospital. I think they had to take him to the poison.
It's like, maybe you're not the right guy for this job. We'll let you go.
All right, so go on, Jesse. What were you going to say?
All right, so first of all, when I went to the academy, it was 6 months long. Now, they had so many vacancies. They needed so many guards. They just wanted to put bodies in there. So Jeffrey was in like one or two academies after me, and they had shortened it. They fast-tracked everybody. Now, what I love to see, if possible, is when I went through the academy, there's a self-defense training course that you go through. You put on red man gear, and you go in there, and it's full contact. They teach you a bunch of self-defense. There's also physical training, stuff like that. Like, you do, like, jumping jacks. You got to do some sort of physical testing to make sure you can handle the job. Well,
right.
I would like they were recording when I was in the academy. If they recorded Jeffrey in this red man gear, I'd give both my nuts to see that.
Oh, I would pay.
Is there a way we could make a Freedom of Information Act request in order to get the old VHS tape of Jeffrey's self defense training?
I have to see this.
Could you imagine this?
I don't know.
Him being attacked and.
I would love to see it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they were recording during his training, but they did during mine. I don't know. But, there's a lot of classroom time, but there's also the self-defense training. They also take you into an empty pod, and they put you in there, and they just let you feel what the inmates feel when you're stuck in there. Now, they tell you initially that you're going to be in there for 15 minutes, but we were stuck in there for hours, like almost 7-8 hours. And wouldn't
wait.
No food, water.
So they locked you in the jail. Just right.
Jeffrey, do you have that tape?
No, I didn't even put me in that gear and teach me that. They just had some of the basics, like how to get the inmate to cooperate, like by bending the hand forward and that kind of stuff to get the inmate to cooperate. You know, that
like
kind
a
of
limp
stuff.
Wrist.
Yeah, something like that. But they didn't put me in that gear.
Could you imagine Jeffrey trying to?
And they didn't record me either, so.
Could you imagine him trying to use, like, some sort of submission moves on these prisoners, you know? Like
jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, pressure points and things like that.
Triangle leg lock?
They do teach
their
all that.
Their sticky ass crotch. But, Rover, if you think about when people on the show would mess with Jeffrey, like our old producer would get behind Jeffrey and, be naked. Jeffrey would always throw an elbow, throw a headbutt. Like he knew some training.
Uh-huh. It all harkens back to his days as a CO.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it really is incredible. When I saw that on Lockup on MSNBC, because I didn't know exactly, I mean, where Jeffrey worked or whatever, but then I saw this and I said, this is no joke. This is not like Club Med here, Club Fed, some federal prison where the guys are all white collared criminals and they're playing tennis outside. No. This is like a real ass jail. And I just could not imagine our friend, Mr. Jeffrey LaRocque, as a corrections officer. Well, Jesse, I appreciate it. And we'll see if we can somehow get that tape or We could probably get his records. I'll bet that you have to keep those records, Dieter, as we can make a public record request of his employment.
I would love that.
At the county jail.
But bottom line is he went through the training 4 months. It was fast track, but that's 4 months of training he made it through.
Yeah. All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I'm not sure if you guys are getting notifications that there's a hostage situation. Two people are dead, 12 injured after a gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS shot at riot police officers and took hostages at a supermarket. This is in the south of France, and this is all unfolding right now. I know that you're on the road, so it's hard to do any amateur footage or any videos, but the suspected terrorist was carrying explosives and heard shouting Allah Akbar and vengeance for Syria before the rampage at the scene in France took place. So this is all unfolding right now. And I just looked at CNN. They have one
Hopefully
person.
Hopefully this is just the beginning. I mean, not just the beginning of something. Hopefully this is just one kook that is inspired to do this. And hopefully it's not like what we've seen in France in the past, where there's like 10 of these guys out running around doing stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll stay updated with this. I just looked at CNN and it was one person dead. Now this report says two people dead. And again, hostage situation right now. So we'll keep doing that story all morning long to see what happens with that. Meanwhile, here in the United States, while we were sleeping, the Senate passed a mammoth $1.3 trillion spending bill to avoid another partial government shutdown. Did you see Rand Paul while he was tweeting? He was trying to get through this 2,232-page proposal. He's like, how are you guys voting on this when you haven't read it? No one's read it. No one knows what the hell's going on in it. I saw one story, and maybe Nads knows, that something, if they pass this bill, which they did, that something with minor league baseball players and their minimum wage, something will happen with that. Like, there's so many different things that are inside this bill. So Rand Paul was tweeting, I'm on page 300 or whatever it may be. But they ended up passing this last night. So yesterday, I apologize. I told people to go to Toys R Us and start shopping because there was a liquidation sale happening. Babies R Us, because Toys R Us, they were going out of business and they're getting rid of everything.
Yep.
Well, they called a timeout yesterday and they are hoping to begin liquidation today. They're saying it was unforeseen circumstances that caused the delay. So if you went shopping yesterday to try to get some good deals, a lot of shoppers throughout the country did in fact do that.
That's a blunder, isn't it? On their part.
Yeah, people were pissed.
Yeah, I bet. A lot of people go in there, they show up. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter from a PR standpoint because they're all going to close down anyway. So what difference does it make? But if everyone gears up to go there yesterday to buy them out, get rid of all the stuff, probably only half that number are coming back today.
Well, there's another story regarding Toys R Us. Actually, two more stories. There's a man by the name of Isaac Lorraine. He's a toy manufacturer and master marketer. He gave the world Bratz dolls, and he's currently the creator of one of my kids' most favorite doll, the LOL dolls, the LOL surprise. This Isaac Lorraine is behind that as well. Well, he launched a crowdfunding campaign to save Toys R Us. So he's the chief executive of MGA Entertainment, which is a privately held toy and entertainment company, and other investors. So this guy, they've all pledged over $200 million. They want to raise another $800 million in order to make a $1 billion bid to acquire all or some Toys R Us assets through the bankruptcy process. And he says, if there's no Toys R Us, I don't think there is a toy business. They've created the hashtag SaveToysRUs. So he's very vocal.
Well, I don't know if there's, I mean, I don't think that that's true. Of course there's a toy business. Kids are always going to have toys. One store goes out of business, it doesn't stop toys from
It's not going to stop Walmart, Target, sold. Amazon
well,
from selling toys.
This guy is the Bratz dolls was huge, but this LOL, if your kids are into the LOL surprises and the dolls, and holy hell, they make a lot of money off of that.
People like Toys R Us. I don't think people like it enough to donate their own hard-earned money in a crowdfunding campaign to help some gazillionaire buy Toys R Us.
It's already expensive to
go there.
Well,
the founder of Toys R Us just died.
Yeah, that's the third part of this Toys R Us story is the fact that there was a little bit of sad news in the chain's expected demise. You got to stop doing that, dude. Seriously. Jeffrey, I can't take it anymore. Stop with the sucking in.
I didn't suck it at all.
Yes, you did.
I just made a comment. So.
The Toys R Us founder, Charles Lazarus, has died. The company did confirm that he was 94 years old, and he created what would become one of the nation's best-known superstore chains in 1948. I have to cough.
So he died right after they announced bankruptcy.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
He croaked.
Five survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting who have helped organize Saturday's March for Our Lives gun control demonstration, which happens tomorrow. They're featured on the newest cover of Time magazine. On the cover, the students turned activists are all positioned, standing up, and they're the face of everyone trying to fix this high school shooting situation. Now I'm
coughing.
Deuce
is coughing now.
Yeah, no, she's Jeffrey. Coughing. She's turning off her mic
three,
to cough.
Half the show, Jeffrey's coughing, no. Charlie and Deuce.
So that is for Time magazine. And then the other story is a 16-year-old girl was wounded in a shooting this week at the Maryland High School situation. She was taken off life support last night. So her family did announce
they did?
That. Yeah, she was shot in the head and they took her off life support.
Yeah, I heard she was. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear, Dieter?
That, she was critical and maybe some brain damage, but I didn't know they took her off life support. I didn't hear that.
Dude, was that the girl that broke up with him? That was his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, the ex-girlfriend, Jaylen Wiley is her name. So, but it's just crazy, all these shooting stories. And then we have Jason Aldean. I don't know if you've seen the video footage of the Las Vegas shooter. You and Charlie Rover were talking about this yesterday. Where we haven't heard what was the motive behind the Las Vegas shooter. Remember, he took aim into the Route 91. They're calling it the Route 91 tragedy, or that's what it's been called, where Jason Aldean was performing and this madman shot into the crowd there. Well, did you see that surveillance video? Dieter, did you see it? The video footage?
I saw that they released from inside the hotel, right?
Yes.
The surveillance video, but I see, for instance, a headline, Las Vegas shooter's final days before killing spree seen in creepy new video. Is it really creepy or is it just a guy walking to his hotel room?
I found it creepy.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Yeah, I found it creepy.
Well, it's how he like loaded all the weapons in, like how he got them in and stuff. And it's all him sitting at the slot machine. And it's just, I mean,
did you ever see video like years ago? He was walking in the casino and he slipped and he did the splits and he ended up suing them for a lawsuit because he slipped on the floor.
I do. Yeah, I saw that.
Didn't he do the splits and like ripped his groin? It was like an AC Slater split. And he's like, and I laughed so hard at that loser.
Okay.
Well, speaking of that, that story, Jason Aldean has had discussions about returning to Vegas to finish his set from that night of the tragedy. And he said that he's considering, but quote, it's not as easy as snapping your fingers and saying, okay, we'll be there next week. It's a little bit of a process and we're talking about it. He said, I can say that. We've had the discussion. He wants to fulfill that, but it's a little hard to finalize that. But he said he's had the discussions to finish that set. And I'll end with this. Chris Evans broke up with his girlfriend. That was announced this week. And that was a split with actress Jenny Slate. The couple broke up again early in 2017, but reconciled a few months later. So that was a big story that he broke up with his girlfriend, but that's not the only breakup that happened. He also broke up with Marvel. The actor says that the sequel to Infinity War will be the last time he plays Captain America. He spoke with the New York Times and he said that you want to go off the train before they push you off. The sequel will be the 10th time he's portrayed the superhero. That's a lot. So he's done with Captain America. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
So yesterday we had a mini fan meetup here in Manhattan last night, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There were some interesting people that we met there at this thing. One of them, I want to pass along a message. Carlos was one of the guys. He was cool.
Yes.
He is a super fan that just happened to come across the show years ago. He's not a transplant. He lives here, grew up here, and he's dating a girl. He brought his girlfriend to the thing, and she was telling me stories of how much the show means to Carlos. When she met him, he has this bike, and she's like, "What is this on your bike?" It's a sticker. It's a Rover's Morning Glory sticker, and Carlos said he loves the show so much, he just wants to help out by putting a sticker on his bike, riding around town with the Rover's Morning Glory sticker on.
You talking about like a mountain bike or a motorcycle? Or a bike?
I think like a mountain bike.
Mountain bike, okay.
Yeah, I think so. But I do want to tell Carlos that he's been dating this girl for a while now. And Carlos, ask her to move in already.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought you were about to say something way more serious. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No. She said that.
I thought you were proposing.
I think her lease is up or something like that. And he's kind of brought it up like, oh, maybe like a snitzer kind of maybe you can move. What's that? So she says, just ask her. Come out and ask, do you want to move in with me? Now, Carlos, I don't know if you do or not. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't want to move in with her. But that's what she's looking for.
It's real official then. Like when my girlfriend's lease was up and she wanted me to move in, I was basically living in her old apartment, but I didn't want to fully move in. So I lived, I paid for rent at another dude's place. I lived with two other guys.
Uh-huh.
Never slept there one time.
Uh-huh.
For 3 months, I'm paying rent. I would visit it there to go drink sometimes, but that was it. Just because it's a full commitment then, you know?
Yeah, you're locked in at that point.
Yeah, so I was just pretending that I had moved in, but really I didn't. But I still had my spot.
So you think that this guy doesn't want to move in with her? Has cold feet?
No, maybe he does, but just go for it. She seemed cool.
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, so do it. Carlos, do it.
All right, Carlos, why don't you ask her today? Say, hey, do you want to move in together? And they seem like they really get along, though. Carlos, I think, was Dominican. His girlfriend was Indian, I think.
Yep.
And
they look like they have good sex.
You think so?
That's what you were thinking about while you were looking at Carlos,
imagining him naked, pumping away?
More her. Knockers. I go, oh, yeah, she's probably rising good.
All right. Let me take a quick break. You're back, Charlie. You're all right.
I really think that if we weren't on the bus today, I would have called off work today.
Really?
Like, it's nonstop what's happening to my stomach.
Your stomach is torn up.
Rejecting everything.
All
that's
the
ever
food
been
that's everything that you ate in New York State.
Well, we went to that Cat's Deli yesterday. Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about? The place from
When Harry Met Sally.
That place.
Okay.
It was like a $25 pastrami sandwich. It was the biggest thing I've ever seen. I could only eat half of it, and so like but my body's now just shutting down from it.
The night before you had a full steak sandwich.
I know this is real rough.
A sandwich. They don't want to slice up the steak. They take a full T-bone steak, put it on bread, and Charlie just had to eat this thing.
Yeah, pretty mad about that. They said it was a cheesesteak. What's a cheesesteak to you?
Like a Philly cheesesteak kind of thing, like sliced.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we each got one. It was just a full steak,
and on a piece of bread.
Okay. And Charlie was so mad.
We got to use a knife and fork then. It really pissed me off. Imagine just eating a steak with your hands.
Right.
I didn't cut it up. I just picked it up and gnawed on it.
Charlie said that he clogged the toilet in his hotel, which this is a habit that you, every time we travel, you clog it up the hotel toilet.
Especially this is liquid. It doesn't even make sense. How could I?
I know what you're
too
doing.
Much toilet
too
much paper.
Exactly. Well, you're not doing a courtesy flush.
I got a clean butt. So,
no, I do it. I do that too. But I flush after three wipes. Then I go more flush.
I don't like doing that because then the backsplash would hit my balls.
No, I stand up
with a dirty butt.
Yeah,
it's going.
You
to
don't wipe and stand up.
It's gonna. The second you do that and you stand up, it's going to. You're closing all that poop back up betwixt your cheeks. You're gonna get cake. Oh, that's stupid.
Not a problem.
No, that's why I clog toilets. Because once I'm in, I'm sitting the whole time. You stand up. It's just making a mess.
Theater stands up to wipe.
I do too. When I stand up and I spread the whole time, not just standing
Nad says too.
Wait, flushing.
Raised his hand.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yes, the clogged toilet was a huge issue up there. But I had to have more diarrhea because that's my life now. I'm just constantly having diarrhea. So do you poop on the clog? I don't know.
So what did you do? I mean,
I took a water bottle and dug around in there to mix it up to get it
out.
What else are you going to do? They don't have a plunger.
Did it go down?
It did.
A water bottle.
I was looking for like a coat hanger to stick in there, anything in this hotel.
Did you use like a plunger, like, and squeeze the water into it?
No, I was just pushing it and mixing it around. It was just like a big poop.
But
soup.
How big of a water bottle?
This is a very large ass. This is 1.5 liter Evian.
Okay, because I was thinking like a regular size 16-ounce,
but it's covered water bottle. It's covered.
Or the minis that we have.
Yeah, the mini bottle. Touch your fingertips to the water.
No, the water bottle's covered in fecal matter now, and they just put it in the trash. I don't know what to do. This place is a mess up there.
God, this is.
And I have to go again already. I already have to go again.
Already?
Yes, no, seriously, it's like a real.
You've been back for 3 minutes.
Yes.
You just have to turn around and go back to the hotel.
I'm going to take a second shower before. I'm not going to be able to. I don't even know. I really don't know. We were kicked out of the hotel at 11. I don't know what's going to happen then, because this is going to be an all day thing.
Can you ask for a late checkout?
Yeah, I will try, but it's Friday. I'm assuming they have a lot of people.
I got a
in.
2 p.m. checkout at my hotel.
So well, you're somewhere else.
They might. No, I'm not at a nice place.
Well,
no,
you're not at the place that I'm at. Every 20 minutes, I was staying out front. A busload, an entire busload of Chinese people just get dropped off,
yeah,
and they all come in. I never see them leave though. They're just constantly just coming in and coming in. Full busloads, man. I'm saying 50 people each time, and they're disappearing. I don't know where they are.
Into the hotel.
They're in the lobby sometimes, but then they're just gone. I never see them walk out.
It's like 30 people per room, I think.
Yeah.
He's right. There's so many Chinese people in there.
And as I was waiting, so one unpacked, and I'm just waiting for an Uber, and then that, you know, they all went in. 20 minutes later, different bus shows up with more, and just nonstop. So I think there's a lot of people trying to get rooms in there, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get a late checkout. Hopefully I can, though. I mean, this is a real problem.
Let me take a quick break. We are live in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. No shoes, no s***s, no service. Cell phone service, that is. Life on the road with Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers every Friday through Lent. It is all-you-can-eat fish Fridays at the full-service restaurants inside of TA and Petro Stopping Centers, Country Pride, and Iron Skillet. Just $12.99, all-you-can-eat fish Fridays. Stop by and get that. Dieter is I guess, not celebrating, observing Lent. Is that what you do?
That's
you
a good
observe?
Word.
Okay.
Yeah, good word.
Charlie, people are saying I should offer you some Pepto-Bismol or some Imodium. Would you like some? I have a whole range of available options.
Anti-diarrhea medication?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Take them all.
What I would recommend, is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's gross.
But I mean, like, are you hurting right now?
No,
are you
in pain? No, not in pain. It's just like it's non-stopping. Just like a slow leak. Like, I go up there.
I would recommend.
Feel that there's so much more.
I would recommend a half dose of Imodium. You don't want to take a full dose. You'll be backed up for 5 days.
Yeah, and also, like,
It will just clear up the problem, and in a day or two, you'll be back to normal.
Okay, because, like, when we get after the show and stuff, you know, I don't want to just be sitting on a toilet because we're in New York for our last day. Like,
right.
So.
You want to try a half dose of. I'll get you a half dose of Imodium.
Okay.
The next break.
What kind is this? A pill?
Chewable, I think.
A suppository.
Oh, yeah. All right. You want that?
Theater's going to apply it.
No, a snitzer.
Bobby, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, Rover, you were going to tell us about the couple you had dinner with, or next to the couple that you sat next to on Wednesday night. You promised to tell us about the guy that you said was kind of weird, or the couple that you said was kind of weird. We want to hear that
story. Sure, yeah. All right, I'll tell that. I think I have a better story from last night's dinner, which I'll tell you. The story from the other night, B2 and I were out. We were at dinner, and we're at a place where it's pretty close to the tables next to you. And so we have to do the show in the morning. So I had a drink with some people from iHeart. We had, that's where I got that big ass thing of vodka. So now we have drank a bottle, and I'm ready to either like put the pedal to the metal.
What do you mean? I don't remember this.
The drink where I thought it was my full drink of vodka, but it was actually no. That's just the straight vodka, okay. And then they brought me another
you
thing
got a
of
vodka
soda
tonic
water,
and you thought that was the drink, and you almost slipped.
Right. It was like 6 ounces of vodka, maybe 8 ounces, just straight up vodka, and I'm like, oh my god. I thought that was my whole drink. They're like, no, that's just the vodka part. Anyway, so it's at this point, it's pedal to the metal, or we have to call it a night. So B2 and I are sitting there, and we enjoy. We were very close to this other couple. Yeah. We enjoy. I like eavesdropping on other couples.
Love it.
I love it.
It's your favorite.
It's your thing to do.
It is. It's so much fun, and it's just fun. First dates. I love that. I love to observe people out on a first date. See how that's going, and if you can try to figure out. We were in Pittsburgh the other day on this road trip, and we were in this restaurant, and this guy and this girl, you know, the guy's in his little button-down with his Dockers on, and the girl comes in, and she's carrying, like, bags, like gift bags, and it was her birthday, it turns out, and it was so great to watch as she opened up this present. She got a Michael Kors purse.
Nice.
But it was more of a, it had a strap. It was almost like a wallet
size.
It's
called a clutch.
A clutch. Okay, thank you.
I know. I'm very invested in this. I've given Michael Kors a lot of my money, so yes.
So it was so great watching this because the girl, I could tell she hated it.
Oh, you don't go out and start purchasing somebody a clutch on your own. You don't know what you're doing. A guy has no idea what he's doing when he does that. You think you got something nice because they all look the same.
No, this guy's like priding himself. I got something. Michael Kors, she likes that. This guy made a complete error. And it was so great to watch her open this. And she's like, oh, yeah. And it was, I don't know if she didn't like the size or what it was.
The color.
So she... The tag is still attached to it. And then she made a comment about leaving the tag. I'm going to leave the tag on just in case. I'm like, what a fail by this guy. Like, I just love observing these sorts of things. So we're out to dinner in New York, and the guy, he's probably, I would say, 45, fat, bald, has like a goatee. He's, I gathered from the conversation, he's in charge of some sort of construction or renovation company or something like that. And his phone rings, and I just love this move. He's out with this girl. It's not the first date, but I can tell they're not like 100% committed to this. Still. You know, the guy's into it. The girl, not so much. So this guy picks up his phone at dinner, and I love this move that the guy does. Yeah. Well, I got to know, what are we talking about? Am I doing like a $600,000 renovation or a $900,000 renovation on this job?
This is
am
good.
I paying, is it $900,000 in labor I'm going to be doing on this job or what? You know, I got all these crews, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he's just trying to impress this girl. Yeah. Trying too hard, dog, as we say here on the show.
Well, how do you know she's not falling for it?
Because she is totally disinterested in the conversation that the guy, and then she's like on her phone like throughout dinner, and the guy's getting angry. At one point, we're at one of these kinds of places where they just keep bringing, it's like small, and they just keep bringing you little tiny servings, but like 10 different courses or something. And so after they got in that, like about the guy ordered whatever, after they got through like four of them and they had ordered 10, the chick is just like, you know, everything else, can you just wrap it up? Like, it just, I'll take it to go. Like, she didn't even want to sit there and eat. And the guy goes, the waiter goes, but you ordered dessert. It's ice cream. What do you want me to do with that? She's like, just wrap it up. I'll take it to go.
So really and this was a couple you were going to get sake bombs for?
Yeah, because it was so great watching this guy. And this guy's laying it on thick. I'll give you a line that he gave her. So she works for, I think she works in an office, like in a doctor's office or something like that. I don't know what she does. And this guy throws on all of these thick lines. He's like, you know, you are just, there's something about you. You know, you're just special. Like, how's the screenplay going? She's writing a screenplay. Yeah, yeah. She's one of these artsy fartsy, like weird chicks. And he's like a blue collar construction kind of guy. A weird match. How's the screenplay going? And so they talk about that for a few minutes. And then the guy goes, you know, you're just so special. I mean, you really have an understanding of this city. I mean, you just, you know, you really have an understanding for what makes this city tick. And, you know, a lot of people, they come here, they get off the bus at the Port Authority, and they don't know what the hell is going on, and they don't know how to make it in this city, but you've really figured it all out. You really have your finger on the pulse of New York City. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy, like, what a freaking loser this guy is. So then,
what are you and B2 doing?
Right now? Just I'm just staring right at them, and she always has to tell me, like, you're staring, you're being obvious.
So you're not talking.
Because I'll just start, and then I'll put my hand up to my ear so I can make like a little like seashell shape, so I can actually, you know, like
that's normal.
Get the you know, like amplify the sound coming from the table next to us.
You're like listening to this other couple enjoy their time together and communicating. And what's B2?
B2's doing the same. She loves it. Don't get me wrong. She loves it.
You were not talking to her at all.
But the best line that the guy had was they must have gone out like 2 weeks before. And he tried to make her, must have make her jealous or something. Cause he's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and, you know, party and tear it up the rest of the night. So that's what he told her after he dropped her off after their date 2 weeks earlier. So the line that the guy has, he goes, you know, you look so disappointed when I dropped you off the other night. And, you know, I said I was going to go out and party and go crazy for the rest of the night and get back at 7 a.m. And you had such a look of disappointment on your face. And, you know, I could tell you were that upset you. And the chick's just, I swear to you, just sitting there looking at him, just totally disinterested. And she's like, oh, so what'd you end up doing? He's like, oh, you know, I just went home because I didn't want you to be so disappointed. So I just called it a night. And the guy's really fishing for these, like some sort of reassurance from the girl. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh,
everything's cool.
I just didn't want you to go out and party, and I want you to be mine. I want you to be in a relationship. It was just so interesting to watch how this guy was laying it on so thick and trying. But we were going to drink a bottle of sake with them and really,
are you with the other people too?
No.
It's just you two.
At this
okay.
point, no.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Everyone else had gone. So it's just us two. And we like just
and enjoying other people's.
Right. But sometimes we like jumping in. Like B2 is the master of just jumping in on conversations. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you're a chick, you can actually start talking to other people and they're receptive to this.
That's weird. I've never tried it. Like in public, I don't communicate with other people.
Oh, no, I can't do this. But girls, it's like, it's amazing. Like, you can just jump right in on the conversation and they're fine with it. No, but let me tell you something else that happened at dinner. You tell me, B2 was sort of, she's like, you just like making people uncomfortable. She was
okay.
And do you guys agree with this or what?
Yeah, that's your thing.
So we go out to dinner last night, have dinner, and, the waiter looks like Tom Papa, the comedian.
Okay.
And I go, does anyone ever tell you you look like Tom Papa? And the guy's like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, comedian? He's like, oh, I hope he's funny. And I go, well, he's a very sexy man, and the guy just didn't know how to take it.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. There's only one way to take it, Robert. You're hitting on him.
So, when we went to dinner, there was some sort of screw up.
That's
with,
not the uncomfortable part?
Well, that was one of the uncomfortable
oh,
parts.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So that's how we start the all night right, off.
Yeah.
So we sit down, and when we sit down, the people are the waiter and the whoever seats you at the table. Oh, thank you for celebrating with us tonight. Okay. And just, oh, thanks for joining us on your special occasion. Two people said that. And then the waiter comes over and he's like, hey, thank you. Happy birthday. And he looks right at B2. He goes, happy birthday. And we're like, okay. It's not my birthday, she said. And the guy doesn't believe her. And he's like, thank you for celebrating with us. And she's like, oh yeah, I hope I get some really good, you know, she starts playing around. You're like, oh, I hope I get some good gifts. And so this goes on for, and then the guy leaves, brings our waters over or whatever, and brings up the birthday again. And we're like, it's actually not her birthday. And the guy's like, wait, it's not really your birthday. And we're like, no. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he leans over, he gets a pen out of his pocket, and he scratches out. I hadn't noticed this until he did it. He scratches out at the top of the menu. They had printed out happy birthday, Jacqueline at the top of the menu.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They printed out a custom menu for this person. So, and we're like, well, her name's not even Jacqueline. Like what? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's apologizing profusely. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So maybe about 20 minutes later, this couple comes in and they sit down at a table, and I tell B2, I go, I'll bet that is Jacqueline right there. They must have screwed up the table or something or whatever. So I asked the waiter later, I said, is that Jacqueline over there? He's like, yeah, there was a screw up. They had requested this table, and then they called back. Whoever made the reservation called back and said, no, they want to sit next to the fireplace. So that was what the screw up was. It didn't get back to us that they had switched to a different table. So at the end of the dinner, I tell B2, I said, let me screw with this chick over there. It's her birthday.
Good idea. Yeah.
And
her birthday.
And I tell the waiter, I bring the waiter over. I go, hey, listen, I said, I don't want you to say anything. Like, don't say that you had the conversation with me about, you know, the table screw up or anything. I said, because I'm going to, just as I walk out and pass their table, I'm going to touch this woman on the shoulder, and I'm going to say, happy birthday, Jacqueline, and then just keep walking.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy, the waiter, you know, it's a pretty fancy place. You know, I didn't pick this place. It's a business dinner. This is the place where I had to wear the suit, you know? And so the waiter is a little, he's like, you know, you could tell he's not sure whether he should play around along with this, right?
This could screw up his tip.
So then I go, it's imperative that you do not tell her that this is, you know, and he goes, well, what if she asks or whatever, because I've been waiting, you know, maybe she saw me waiting on your table. What do you want? You know, what should I say? I said, tell her that I am a world-renowned mind reader, and that you know, I come in here all the time, and I'm a guy that has like a show. You never, you know, you don't believe that, you know.
Where's the waiter's face at this point, Rover? Is he going along?
Stunned disbelief and uncomfortableness.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe I'm a part of this.
I can't wait for this guy to get out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do whatever he thinks.
Yeah. So, so I get up and I walk out and I touch her on the arm.
Oh,
and
she's
there
okay.
She's there with her husband. It's just the two of
all
them.
Right. Is there clothing or just bare skin?
Bare
touch?
Skin, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right to the
movement.
Shoulder. Right
oh,
to the
God,
shoulder.
Yeah.
And I touch her right there on the shoulder.
This isn't good.
I look her right in the arm and I go, happy birthday, Jacqueline. And then I just keep walking, and the look on their face, they were just mortified.
Yeah, you really ruined their dinner.
I'm hoping that the waiter didn't ruin
There's no possible way. He's like, I don't know. This weird guy came in. The tables are screwed up. He wants me to say he's a mind reader. I'm just so happy he's gone. We'll comp your meal.
Just think of the husband. He's probably thinking, hey, how do you know that guy?
Right. The husband, I guarantee, was like, oh, that son of a bitch. Is she's having an affair or had an affair in the past. They're probably divorced. Anyhow, so I hope that the guy went along with it. I guess I do enjoy making people uncomfortable. All right, let me take a break. We are in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Anthony, in New York, you're on. Oh, wait a second. I can't pick up the. Give me a second. Hold on. What happened here? My phone training thing just locked up. There we go. There we go. Anthony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good. Not working. Maybe it is. Anthony, are you there?
Yo. Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening? Hey, man.
Nothing much. I was blasting you guys last night. That was awesome. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
2-hour commute afterwards.
Oh, yeah, this guy was hammered. He's like, this guy could have been standing a 2-hour drive home, commute home.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that came out to this thing last night, and I go, where do you live? They're like, an hour and a half from here. I go, it took a train, or you drove an hour and a half to get out here? They're like, yeah, you've never been here before. I go, oh, my God. Well, Anthony, thank you for coming out. We had a great time. Everyone was really, I was telling people yesterday, or last night at this thing, many people came out and they're like, I've been listening to the show 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and the show means so much to me. And I was telling them, you know, it's good to hear. Because a lot of times we're just in the studio at home. It's almost like being in a bubble. It's just 5, 6, 7 of us that work on the show, and we're talking about things that we're interested in. And sometimes you forget the reach of the show and the number of people that are listening all over the country. And it's cool just to meet people in person and hear stories. And I had a great time last night. So, Anthony, thank you for coming out. I appreciate it. I don't know if I can hang up this line with Anthony. He might just be stuck. My phones aren't working anymore for some reason. He might just have to finish the rest of the show with us. Douche, can you hang that up? Nads, can you hang
that up?
It's
hung up on my
end. Hang up that line. Okay, all right. It's just not... still showing us connected on my end. All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you see the bus, be careful. Inmates on a prison bus have a cleaner record than these guys. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I just got handed a story. Anthony, if you could find the picture of this, and I'll give you more details. You know the Stormy Daniels interview that's happening on Sunday with 60 Minutes and Anderson Cooper? Well, her attorney has tweeted something, a photo, and promoting the interview. It's very interesting. I will tell you what this photo is. We'll show it to you on RMG TV, and this is going to be pretty good. I'll tell you the story next.
I got THOs, right? Showing on the camera. Some hoping
for. Who is THOs?
Stormy McDaniels.
Oh, I thought you, okay, all right. Yeah, I thought you were saying Dougie or you someone. Okay.
Jesus.
Is your mic on, Charlie?
That attorney she has is pretty hilarious. Have you seen him on the news?
Yeah.
Not really.
Oh, just go.
He's good.
He's just screaming and yelling at the Michael Cohen's attorney. It was just an hour-long screaming match of just them really going back and forth of whether or not this non-disclosure agreement is legal.
I did see that there was a big interview with some former playmate.
McDougal.
Yeah,
McDougal.
She says that she had sex with him many dozens of times while Trump was married after Melania gave birth to this kid, Barron. And in fact, there's even photos of her with Melania Trump.
And Eric Trump. And
always unprotected, too.
Yeah.
Always unprotected sex, huh?
The raw dog.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. He likes it like that.
He said that he loved her, too.
Oh, I would love her. This chick is, I think she's hotter than Stormy.
Yeah. Oh, way hotter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way hotter.
He would bring her to the apartment while Melania was in there, just like with the door closed, is what this lady's claiming.
Well, I mean, it's a big...
Yeah, it's not like a normal apartment. Yeah,
not a normal apartment. It's like a whole top floor, two floors or whatever of that Trump Tower, which is just a couple blocks away from us right now. I haven't been here since he won the presidency, and Trump Tower is all barricaded off now with Secret Service guys with machine guns and stuff.
Cool. You can still go in, though.
Well, there are stores in the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just going to get, like, a coffee. I'd like to go today.
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
We have a list of things to do.
It's two blocks? Yeah. Three blocks from here.
We got to go to Midtown to go to Trump Tower.
We're in Midtown.
Well, I'm saying that we got to do that. We got to go to the World Trade Center down at the Lower West Side.
Yeah.
Then we got to head over to Brooklyn.
Well, first of all... Have you guys gone to the 9/11 museum?
We got
to
go there.
Have you gone there?
No.
Okay. Cancel everything else you're going
to
do.
Well, wait, the soup Nazi. Yeah. We got
to
see that.
Soup Nazi place.
Yeah.
We have to go to...
Snitz has to see a Banksy.
That's a big thing today. We got to go to Brooklyn because Banksy's in town.
Yeah.
What's a Banksy?
You see, like, money shot on this thing.
Dude, what's a Banksy? Come on. The artist, Banksy?
The most famous street artist of all time.
Multiple documentaries about him that nobody knows who he is. You've never heard of him?
No, I'm sorry.
You've literally never heard of Banksy?
No.
Even Dieter at least heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of this artist, but I don't. They're obsessed with this guy.
He's cool. You're gonna go to I just want to get
what's
this
between
straight. You're
gonna soup
go try
Nazi?
To find a Banksy or go to the soup Nazi place over the 9/11 museum.
Well, it's kind of like up in the air. Well, we don't know.
Well, also, go to the 9/11 museum.
No, that's
even
my,
if you go by yourself, I would go.
Oh, I would. If they go see the Banksy, I'll charter off into the 9/11 memorial.
Perfect.
But I think we should all see the soup Nazi together.
I agree with that.
Okay.
So when we go see the soup Nazi, is it just a real guy, right?
Who
the
character is
based off of?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually and the Snitzer said they have footprints on the ground. To show you how to walk in order in there.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
Okay. Like Newman did.
So, yeah, we'll go to that for sure. And then, yeah, if we have time, we'll head over to the 9/11 Memorial.
Yeah,
somebody told me.
Gotta get to the soup Nazi.
That was the first
somebody told me it's
$90.
Okay, go ahead.
You binged it? Binged watch?
No.
Half episode?
It was my first trip to Rochester. And Charlie turned on Seinfeld and goes, hey, Jeffrey, check this episode. It's one of the funniest episodes of Seinfeld. And it was the famous soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld.
The 9/11 memorial. Somebody said it was $90 to go to. Is that true?
I don't recall it.
And
being
it might
that
have been
expensive.
$90 to go up in the elevator to the top of whatever. What's it called now? The Freedom Tower? Is that what it's called now?
Maybe
that was the $90.
I don't think they charge you $90 to go up to. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to.
To the top of Rockefeller Center is. $50.
So $50?
I didn't know this either. I thought it's an elevator ride. I'm okay. It's cool. It'd be cool to see the city from the top, but
yeah, Empire was like 30 something. Yeah,
30 seems like okay. That makes kind of still a little pricey, but makes a little sense. But 90. But so, anyways, you didn't do that. Did you go up?
I did not go up. I went to the museum, but I
okay. So it's like you weren't blown away by the prices or anything. You were like,
I don't recall it being super expensive to go to the 9/11 museum, but I mean, everyone, you should do that. You should, Dieter, I'm telling you,
I agree. I want to go.
Trust me on this, Dieter.
I have to see it.
Drop them. Let them go see the Banksy. Travel around to see some guy's spray paint art or whatever.
Okay.
And you go to the 9/11 museum.
Okay.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it. Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Well, you guys were just talking about Trump Tower, and let's stick with the Trump theme. A new policy on transgender troops is slated to go into effect today after months of consideration and court challenges, and it'll likely restrict their service. In August, remember, President Trump sent Defense Secretary Jim Mattis a memo ordering him to propose changes to the Obama-era policy that allows transgender troops to serve openly and receive medical treatment, including sexual reassignment surgery. So Mattis made his recommendation on transgender service to the White House in February. If Trump does not accept it, the Pentagon will revert to its pre-2016 practice that effectively banned transgender troops from service on medical grounds. That's according to the memo. So that's, he's got a lot going on with everything around him. So meanwhile, the Stormy Daniels situation, only a couple of days before that interview is scheduled to appear on CBS 60 Minutes to discuss her alleged affair with President Trump, her lawyer tweeted a photo of a compact disc inside an open safe, suggesting she has photos linked to the relationship. In the caption,
what does it say?
With the tweet, it says, "If a picture is worth 1,000 words, how many words is this worth? ? Hashtag 60 minutes. Hashtag please deny it. Hashtag BASTA." What is BASTA?
Do you think, I don't know, but do you think that's a picture or is that video? Because he's saying, if a picture's worth so much, how much is this worth?
I think, well, I think it's a collection of pictures. I don't think it's video. I just think it's a collection of pictures.
Oh, man, this is getting good.
How much are you freaking out if you're the president of the United States?
He doesn't care.
He cares about this. I think he cares about the whole sex and the money.
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope, this is cool to him. He gets caught doing this. He had sex with a porn star.
It's almost like a badge of honor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be, okay.
Oh, girls like me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't see how this really hurts him.
And the fact that you had an affair, even an affair with a porn star, that doesn't bother me. The fact that you say that these women are liars and they're whores and they're just out for money or attention or whatever, you treat the American public like a bunch of morons when you say, oh, no, the lawyer just paid $130,000 out of his own pocket. I didn't know anything about that. He was just being a nice friend. Sure. But that's what irritates me.
But then there's another lawyer that came out, and they were emailing with the Trump organization, the email address. I mean, there's two lawyers now that have been involved with it. I mean, it's just spiraling out of control, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I can't wait for this interview on Sunday. Let's see if there's anything good, or is it going to be a dud? This guy's just,
I think so.
Total dud.
It might be a dud. I'm afraid I can't get into any
of the details.
Right.
So,
in Idaho, a principal reportedly died from an apparent suicide after recently recounting the impact that school tragedies had on him as an educator. The high school principal's name is Troy Schuler. He died Wednesday of this week at the hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And his death comes after he talked candidly last year about several harrowing incidents during his career. This guy's dealt with a lot of tragedy and a lot of issues, and it was all so much that he ended up killing himself. What a horrible, sad story. And a message to kids that I'm a principal. I'm the leader of all of you guys, and I can't take this, so I'm going to kill myself. I feel sorry for all of this.
Yeah, that is setting a bad example. Yep. But look, it's not like the guy could help it. I don't think you get to that point.
I know.
And kill yourself and think, oh, well, I'm setting a bad example. It's past that at that point.
Terry Hibbard, who's 60 years old from Grafton, Wisconsin, admitted that he would drive his 32-year-old daughter, Tara Lynn, about once or twice a week to go buy heroin. The dealer who sold heroin to the woman, she ends up dying of an overdose, and the dealer's been sentenced to a prison term. Now, the father who actually drove her to go get the heroin, he may soon follow. Terry Hibbard chauffeured his daughter, and they're saying that you're just as bad as the drug dealer. You're enabling her. So the drug dealer is busted, and they say that the dad could actually go to jail. So she's dead, and he was enabling her. So we'll see if he gets arrested. I guess The guy that was selling it pleaded guilty in late February to selling $60 worth of heroin, from which she ultimately overdosed.
What do you think about Donald Trump saying that he wants death penalties for drug dealers? What do you guys think about that?
It's good. It's ridiculous. That's what. What was it? Is it the Philippines that does that?
Duterte, that guy. Who,
is that
yeah,
the place?
There's no trial. I mean, they're just literally just killing them out on the street.
I mean,
and they advocate, you know, you see a drug dealer, just kill him where he stands. I think here in the United States, we would put people on trial. So if you're selling heroin and you 50 people overdose from the heroin that you're selling, the drug dealer should not face the death penalty, Charlie? Why?
I saw it described like this and why it would be a terrible idea. And I don't know if this would be, but say you're the dealer.
Uh-huh.
You're about to get pulled over. Usually you might just go down and be like, okay, I'll get a couple of years or whatever. Now you're going to actually possibly start shooting at the police because it's either I'm going to kill you or I'm going to die at the end of this. So people could start going wild on the police.
I don't know if I buy that.
Why wouldn't
they? First of all, I think it would be death penalty only for high volume drug dealers.
Was that laid out? Or was it not?
Well,
it was not.
You know, everything is a little ambiguous.
Yeah, so I think that could happen. I think that really could. And I don't know for sure if it would, but if it was me and I know it's either I'm going to die or I'm going to try to get out of it, I think I'm going to try my best to get out of it some way.
But if you're a high-volume drug dealer already, you know you're going to be going to jail for... I guess it is different than the death penalty. Death penalty,
that's why
you have
different.
Nothing to lose, yeah. I suppose. All right.
Cops in Wisconsin are searching for a serial toilet clogger. Have you been to Wisconsin, Charlie? This person has repeatedly been clogging the same toilet at a community center in Sheboygan for about a year and a half. And it's not because of some sort of epic diarrhea or toilet paper. It's more like vandalism because they've been shoving a 20-ounce soda bottle in the pipe, and then apparently it overflows for the next person who uses it, and it's always in the women's bathroom. It's been clogged 29 times since 2016, and it doesn't sound like the cops have any solid leads yet. So they're looking for help to get the cereal toilet.
This is exactly what you did.
Shoving a water bottle into the toilet. I put it in the trash, though. I wasn't trying to ruin it, but wow, okay. Why would you do that every day? Just for fun?
Yeah, because someone then has to clean it out, and it's
what?
Probably a disgruntled former employee or
they
something
hate the
like
person
that
has to clean
yeah.
it?
Why not get a camera, though, if it's 29 times in a year and a half? It's time to invest in a camera to see who the hell's doing it, you know?
Or just wait outside and then look in there after every single time somebody goes in.
Well, that's a lot of work. I mean, 29 times, you guys, it's not happening every day. It's
2016.
Happening 29 times. So in the past 547 days, it's happened 29 times. So that's once every 18 or 19 days.
Oh, just sit out there. I would sit out there and wait.
That's a lot of work, a lot of effort.
And finally, ESPN posted an NCAA-style bracket to figure out the best sports movies of all time. And
oh, right.
Yeah, it started a lot of controversy because fans of the movie Bull Durham are furious because this was off the list. This was not on the list, which is a little...
What's well, give movie? Us the list, quick.
What's so that here, movie?
That's a baseball movie.
Are you kidding? Oh, okay.
Bull Durham. It probably came out in 1982.
It was probably late 80s.
Yeah, so, okay, didn't
but
see it.
It's one of the best sports movies of all time. Does anyone disagree?
It's not a Rooney.
Wait a second. You can't listen
that.
To her.
Right.
I mean, it's given
the best sports she's going to give
it's
you.
It's no Angels right. in the Outfield. It's no all League right. of Their Own or
Sandlot.
The
Major
Sandlot.
League.
Which starring Robert Redford and Barbara Hershey.
Okay, so here are...
Those are known.
Here are the no-brainers that are on the racket. Rudy, Dieter's movie. Rudy.
Yes! Just watched it last week again.
Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Caddyshack. Nice. Hoosiers. Remember the
Yes.
Yep. Remember the Titans and Rocky. So
that's the list.
Of course, Rocky.
Well, no, there's more. So some of the questionable picks. Those are the no-brainers that everybody agrees. Some of the questionable picks are Rocky II, The Waterboy, Dodgeball, Bend It Like Beckham, Love and Basketball, Space Jam, and
James.
Shut up. Bring It On. That stupid cheerleading movie is on the list. Oh, right.
Oh, that's considered
a sport. I can't believe they necessary roughness off that list. Best, okay. One of the best sports comedies around.
I know.
Too bad. All right, go on, Doogie, before they get down that road.
Oh, okay. Then.
So which one won?
No, they said that they haven't picked the winner yet. We don't know when they're going to do that, but that's some.
What's the final four or something?
That we don't know yet. So you can follow along if you go to ESPN.com.
This is just the original bracket. That's it. So there have been
says
no.
That yeah,
the program.
Go ahead.
Wasn't on there. Any Given Sunday wasn't on there.
The Sandlot. The Sandlot might be the best sports movie.
Oh, is that kids playing in the backyard with the dog?
Was Major Tale as old as time.
Was Major League in that?
Well, there's 32.
Major League isn't in there?
32 movies in the bracket.
Mighty Ducks?
I don't have the 32s. These are just
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, so actually, she doesn't know. Yeah. Like we're just throwing stuff out.
Look it up.
Major League's not in there, and she's like,
"No,
look
it up, guys. I'm gonna find out."
They'd already included five other baseball. They have The Sandlot, Moneyball, Field of Dreams, Major League, A League of Their Own. Those are part of the 32.
Okay. All in there.
Bull Durham isn't in there. Everyone's upset about that.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. The travesties.
You won't catch him helping an old lady cross the street. Well, Rover does have a soft spot for hot chicks in need of a hookup.
The Thursday hookup. Sign up at roverradio.com.
The 9/11 Memorial and Museum, it's $24.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
But you do have to buy online in advance, so you have to set the time that you're going there in half-hour increments.
Makes sense.
So I would go online and purchase your tickets now. You can set it for, like, 2:00, 2:30, 3:00, whatever time you want. I forgot about that. You have to do that. Thank you to whoever sent that text message in, reminding me about that, so I can tell these guys, you better make your reservation now.
I do have the list here, Rover. A lot of those movies we said are on there. Like,
oh, good.
Ned said what? The Mighty Ducks on there. Karate Kid, that's on there. Where else do we say? White Man Can't Jump. Major League is on there. So a lot of Moneyball.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Rover, good morning. Everything you complained about Trump doing, lying to the American public, calling women dirty, money-hungry whores, lying whores, you basically do that to Doogie every other day. So are you angry?
But Doogie is a money-grubbing whore, all right? I mean, I'm not lying about it. Doogie didn't accuse me of something, and now I'm like, oh, no, she's just a money-grubber. Doogie is a money-grubber.
There's another
Everyone
part
knows
to it.
This.
You're not the president.
True.
I think that's important here.
Yeah, but we don't know that they aren't either. You've proven that Doogie's a money-hungry whore. I'm totally with you on that.
Okay.
But the jury's still out on him.
Oh, so you don't believe you don't believe the women? They could just be money-grubbing whores. All right. Well, I guess maybe we'll see what sort of. I didn't watch the interview with this.
What
with
is? I would like to know why this guy thinks that Trump would pay for this non-disclosure agreement. Then, like, what purpose would? Would this exist if it's not true?
I think people at his level probably do that more often than not, just to cover their backs.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, Mike, you don't. I'll tell you why. Because that only encourages other people to come forward with false claims.
Constantly.
You don't just hand out six figures, $130,000 to some floozy that is making up a story about you. You just don't do it.
Perhaps. But I've never had to pay women after sex. I've always had to pay beforehand. It just seems like he's reminding you a bit too much of yourself, and maybe there's just a little bit of projection going on. But I don't know.
All right. Throwing it up. All right. I have tiny hands, too, just like the Donald. All right. Thank you, Mike. Buddy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, Rover. Hey, this D-bag Trump wants to kill drug dealers. Is he going to line up pharmaceutical CEOs and beer makers and anything else that harms you? There's no reason that a drug dealer should be put to death. That's just ludicrous.
Well, it hasn't been mentioned about lining up pharmaceutical CEOs yet. I don't think that that has been brought up. You know, I don't know. I guess I haven't really. They are, but they are doing it legally. Although, if you look at some of the stuff, some of the reporting, they are certainly trying to push their OxyContin and that sort of thing onto the public in order to make a profit, just like a drug dealer. But if you're bringing in a ton of cocaine to the United States every month, I don't think it's unreasonable to subject a drug dealer to the death penalty. I really don't, because think of the death and destruction that they're causing by selling this product.
It's the only way you get the death penalty, usually from murder, right? There's no other way to get it.
Treason.
Are you sure that's true?
Yep.
Okay.
So what
that's
if,
it, and then drug dealers.
What if heroin makers and cocaine dealers started putting a label on their drug that says if you take too much of this, this can kill you? Because that's what they do to the pharmaceuticals and the beer companies. They put a label on it that says if you take too much of this, you can die. Isn't that exactly the
same but thing? They also sell them through legal channels as well. Your convenience store sells you beer. Your doctor prescribes pharmaceuticals to you. So I don't think it would be legally binding to put a warning label on the meth that you're buying from the dealer down the street. I haven't put much thought into it, but I don't think it's completely unreasonable to hold people accountable if they're selling mass amounts of drugs.
You keep saying this mass
people.
Amount part that's never been mentioned. What if, like, I'm buying some heroin and Snitz says, pick me up some too. Then I get it and I sell Snitz a little bit, but I get caught doing it. Am I a drug dealer?
No. What if Snitz overdoses and dies from the heroin that you sold to him or picked up for him? Should you be subject to the death penalty?
No.
Why not?
Because he wanted to do it. He wanted me to get it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not pushing it on him. He wanted it.
Well,
I'm also doing it. Like, when I remember when I would buy weed, you'd buy a weed, and then somebody would be like, hey, do you have any extra weed? You'd sell him a little weed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not advertising myself as a weed salesman.
But you know, again, I don't know the specifics, and probably no one does know these specifics. But I'm talking about if you're running a cartel, you don't think that maybe that guy should be subject to death penalty?
Running a cartel, so you're a Mexican citizen? You're from Mexico or Colombia?
You could be charged.
Okay.
If crimes are committed here, you don't have to be a citizen of the United States.
If you're the king of a cartel or the leader... Okay, I guess I'm okay with whatever, because, yes, you're the known leader of a cartel. That's much different. But that's not what it said, just drug dealers.
Well, I'll wait for the comprehensive, well-thought-out plan that I'm sure will be presented any day now. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country. Rover and his mobile home homies. Broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
In New York City on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Every Friday during Lent, it's All You Can Eat Fish Fridays at TA and Petro Stopping Centers inside the Country Pride restaurants, which you have at TA, full service restaurant, and the Iron Skillet restaurants they have at Petro Stopping Centers. $12.99, All You Can Eat Fish Fridays. Dieter observing Lent today. He has... said he's not going to eat that chicken of his. What are you going to do with that chicken? You're not going to let that go to waste, are you?
No, midnight tonight. It's 12:01, and we cracked that open.
You didn't eat anything when you got back from the bar last night?
It was before It was before midnight.
Oh, I don't know about that. What did you have?
Protein bar.
Nah,
what did you have? No, it was before midnight. I had leftover chicken and rice.
Okay, we didn't get back.
How
this is BS. We did not get back until after midnight.
You know that.
The clock in my room said 11:57. I go, okay, there's still time.
Jesus hates you.
I'm telling you, it was
you
before midnight.
You just kicked yourself right out of heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, you put it all on the line for a little bit of chicken.
But how bad is it? I ate that right before bed.
That is a big mistake.
That's a big mistake.
And you said you ate it twice? You went back there?
No, I got so much.
Oh, okay.
I got two servings. Yeah, that is, my stomach is just in knots. Like, if I push out a fart.
This is the street food?
Yeah, if I push out a fart, it'll be a shart.
Well, I got half an Imodium here if you
no,
want
no,
to.
No, no, I'm not playing that game.
I don't want to play it either.
No, I'm not.
Like,
it's not a game.
Hey, all right, you play the game where you go out around town and you're
I need one
out
more
in the wild.
I just need
without
to
without knowing where the nearest restroom is.
You're right.
You play that game.
That is a bad game. Mm-hmm. I need to just have one more before I commit to this, because it's going to be uncomfortable just knowing you have a body full of poop.
Well, apparently you don't have to go see the Banksy. I've never seen Snitz so angry. Did you hear this, Dieter?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They took Banksy down. Banksy. It already took it down.
Banksy's already covered up.
Oh, my life is ruined. Oh, this whole trip is ruined.
Rival street artist covered up Banksy. These dicks. That's what he said.
I don't get this thing. I know. He's like, I want to fight him. I want to fight the guy who took out Banksy.
This is why you have to see him right away before they get covered up. Like, we should have gone there right when someone tweeted about it. We should have left the show. Oh, God, right there to see it. Like, he's really upset right now. Snitz, you really wanted to see this Banksy.
Yeah, dude, it's once a chance in a lifetime, man.
I just don't get it.
What are you missing? What was
this
already
right
covered
here.
Up?
It's been covered up.
Oh, show him the original, though. That's all. Oh, well, that really is ruined.
Yeah.
Totally. I thought it'd be all like tie dye and all, you know, graffiti tagging and an owl.
No, he's not that style.
Yeah, but that is just, it's black and white. Like, I feel like one of us could draw it.
Well, it's stencils, right?
It is stenciled, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he doesn't even just use freehand. It's like you put the stencil up. But
why is it so great?
So what?
Look at how great it is.
Okay, let me see the original.
The original, because what you're showing is Wall Street. It's a guy in Wall Street. He's holding a whip, all right? But the whip is actually the ups and downs of the Dow Jones Industrial.
Well, I can't see this. Let me see the photo.
Put it up.
I don't have it. It's on Instagram. You can't download it.
No, but you just had it up. What was that picture you put up?
That was a covered up one.
Yeah, someone, a rival street artist covered it up.
Wait,
Peter.
Show me what he covered up.
I'm trying to find. Hold on.
I just want to see what was just up. I want to see what that thing was.
Oh, too bad. Where is that?
I could have put it up. This is my own private
There
contest.
You go.
Okay, so that's
it's
the original.
It's still kind of ruined. There's still some tags on the side. But
tags, yeah.
You know, he's got the so he's holding like the ups and downs of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and he's whipping elderly people and children with it, showing that we're all slaves to Wall Street.
That's it.
What a statement!
I remember one time we saw two rats.
That's silly. I mean, what does that even mean? Give me. I mean,
we're slaves
to Wall Street.
Is that what I get? That's what I get from it. So that might have a different interpretation.
Yeah. And
Snitzer, what do you think? What do you think, Snitz?
What you said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember one time we saw two rats 69ing?
That was sweet.
Yeah. That was way better than that crap.
That's pretty cool.
Where did we see two
Rochester.
Rats? Yeah. Oh, the one on the side of the building?
Yeah, I go, now that's art. That's art.
Well, Snitz was very disappointed that they...
I had to chill him out. I was like, don't worry, Snitzer. He's in town. He might drop another one before we go.
Another masterpiece like
that. We can get there and we can see it.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Hey, I think it's very important that they go see the 9/1 memorial. I went last year, and it was something to see. You know, I mean, the things that happened there, the people that died. I think it's important that everybody that goes to New York should go there and, you know, take a gander at, you know,
It's you guys, I'm telling you, it will be the best thing that you guys experience.
Well, our afternoon's wide
City.
Open now. The Banksy's are covered up. Uh-huh. So, yeah, looks like we're going.
All right. Well, you better buy you're going
to
buy your
you
stuff
have
online.
You really have to buy it online?
Yes, you have to buy it online.
Why?
That's the way that they do it.
None of the city makes sense to me. Half
you,
the
have
time?
To, you have to pick a time that you're going to be there.
What?
Okay. And when it's open till what? 5?
I don't know. What do I look like?
That was later than that.
No, you said.
It was dark when I came here last time, and it was still open.
Okay.
Oh, Snitz already went. Maybe that's why he's not.
Oh.
I forgot.
Snitz is anti-American.
No, I didn't go. Idiot. I didn't go in the museum. I went to the where the towers were, with the waterfall things.
Yeah, do we actually need to go in the museum or just?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, I'm asking.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm asking. I haven't been, so I don't know. I don't know if you get the, if you look at the fountains and the.
That's it? No, you have
no. No, I want to see a museum. I want to see this thing.
Yes, you have to go to the museum.
But you don't have to go up in the elevator, which is $90.
That's a different building.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's across the street.
Okay.
You don't need to, yeah, don't do that. Jeff Jr. wants to know what Jeffrey gave up for Lent. What did you give up for Lent,
yeah,
Jeffrey?
Yeah, you're Catholic, Roman Catholic.
Yeah, but don't exactly observe Lent. So, I mean.
What'd you give up?
I never put any consideration into giving up what to give up for Lent. So I haven't really thought about it.
Did your kids give up anything?
Huh? No.
Did your kids give up anything?
No. Like, aren't they Catholic? I just said no. So.
Okay.
All I know is that every Friday we eat fish, so.
Oh, well, but you are observing it then. You are Catholic.
But, I mean, I'm talking about, that's that part of it, but the part of giving up something, that's...
Wait,
so
what kind of kind of fish are you going to have tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just might go to, probably just get something from the supermarket.
He's making this up. He didn't give up. They're not doing fish on Friday.
What did you have? What did you have last Friday then?
I can't remember now. So.
Oh, come on. Don't give me any clues. What kind of fish? I got to know this.
No, just like that Gorton's fish. You get frozen fish from the supermarket.
Oh, fish sticks.
Yeah, okay. Well, not fish sticks, but fish fillets.
I'm not buying it. He's
whatever, Drover.
Do you want to hear the 7 mistakes that women make in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Doogie, do you think you make any mistakes in the bedroom, or are you perfect?
I think everybody makes mistakes, sure.
Let's see how many of these. Charlie, you tell me how many of these your girlfriend makes.
Sure.
All right, number one.
Well, and Snitzer's wife, too. Should we go around the
horn? They have a beautiful sex life, Snitzer and his wife. Right.
Dieter's fiance, future wife. Let's get into everybody here. All right.
Not wanting to talk about sex. That they don't want to, if there's an issue or even foreplay, whatever it is, they just don't want to talk about sex. They don't want to say what was good or what is bad. Yeah. What they want, maybe you're not satisfying her.
Maybe.
And she doesn't
verbalize in the dark. Yeah, there's no what I could do better,
Does Krista talk about it? Do you guys have
like a survey after?
Well, not immediately
after,
but maybe just in order to have a healthy sex life. Do you?
Not much. I mean, it will be discussed sometimes, but not much.
Does she tell you, I want this or don't do that or
no,
I'd like to try this?
Says, like, I can barely walk today. You pounded me so hard.
Uh-huh.
And that's just that kind of stuff. So,
right.
You know, the normal stuff.
Right. Uh-huh. Snitz, do you and your wife still talk about sex?
Yes. If I'm doing something incorrectly, yeah, I'll be corrected.
In the moment, that's normal. I think everybody does that, of course.
Yeah, after we'll talk. Hey, if you know,
how do you keep? You've been married for how long, Snitz?
25 years.
All right. Do you still spice things up? Do you guys ever try anything new, or is it like a routine?
There's no routine. No, it's we try different things. Sure.
What's the latest thing you tried?
What? No, like different positions and stuff.
Like
sure.
Standing?
What's the latest position?
Stupid. I'm too old. I can't.
With your bad back, I don't think
you can barely stand at a bar.
A young Snitzer was way more flipping her stuff around and stuff, yeah.
I get in a wheelchair and she straddles me.
Yeah, that's next, yeah.
What's the last position you tried that was like, oh, this is cool?
What? I don't know.
Come on, you're doing positions all the time. What
bend her over my walker?
Yeah.
I don't have a walker. No, just, you know, whatever gets the job done. You know,
I know
that she take care of her first,
uh-huh.
And then it's my turn.
Then it's, yeah, okay.
Like a year or two, I don't know where he was, but they left and they got a gift basket filled with raspberry lube.
Yeah.
And they were using that on each other for a little while. I don't know if it was vegan or not, but Snitzer was going wild with this lube.
Well, sort of tying into that, never wanting to try new things is another of the 7 mistakes women make in the bedroom. They just want the plain old, whatever you guys are used to. You know, if it's missionary, if it's doggy, whatever, it's the same old, same old. And I'm telling you, ladies, guys will get tired of that after a while. You got to spice things up. You got to do, whether it's new positions, toys, fantasies, dirty talk, whatever it is, you have to try something new or the guy's going to get bored. This is why guys cheat. Does your girlfriend, Charlie, try new things?
Yeah, I think if I brought something weird into the bedroom, she'd give it a shot. I think so. I mean,
What was the last new thing you tried?
I'm trying to think. Well, there's going to be a big moment coming up that we discussed last time.
Oh, yeah.
Big moment. What's happening? I've been off condoms for a while, but I never complete all the way.
Oh,
so and I said
condomless completion.
Enough. Yeah, I said it's enough. We're gonna go all the way. Uh-huh. So that's being talked about. She was at the end of her sticker. She has like a sticker birth control thing. It's just like a little patch.
How long do you wear that sticker?
30
for?
Days. Oh, and we're like at day 28, and she's like, "Well, let's not do it on
you
day
get
28.
That right at like day 10.
Let's
or something?
Get a new one, and we'll do it. So uh-huh. That's coming.
Maybe
up.
Wear two of them simultaneously.
That'll be the second time in my life.
Oh my God.
Ever doing
oh,
that?
You've never completed?
One time when I was 17, I did it. And I was completely very concerned about what was happening. So,
was she on the pill at 17?
I don't even remember. It was so stupid.
You've never completed
one time.
In the past 15 years, you have not completed
I don't risk it.
Without a rubber or
just somewhere else.
Making a deposit somewhere else.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not the same. It's so much better staying the course.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I don't understand why it's been this long. You've been together with Krista for 10 years. Why didn't this happen on, 6 months in?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been pushing for it, really, because that's just how I'm used to it anyway. So it's something I'm excited to do. It's a big step.
All right.
Is that what you usually do?
Yep.
Every time?
For
the most part? Nice.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes I'm using various things as target practice.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm saying, for the most part,
yeah,
you just stay the course.
Yeah,
I can't even remember last time I didn't.
Yeah, but kids are old. You can't have kids anymore.
Yeah, but hey.
Yes, if that was the option,
a lot
of
more
course.
Fun than you.
You also have four kids. I don't want to have four kids. Like I have
no
interest.
Well, she wasn't on birth control.
All I'm saying is, Snitzer, how many kids? You said you planned on one kid, right?
No. We plan on two of them.
Two, okay.
But Snitzer, she wasn't on. Was she on birth control when she got knocked up with the other ones?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, you're really overthinking this.
Oh, I couldn't. And I also had a girl tell me that she was pregnant before, and that freaked me out. That was close. It was close to me being a father. I didn't want that. So, and which didn't make sense because again, I wasn't staying the course.
Another of the seven problems that women do in the bedroom: overreacting to erection problems. Right. So if a guy is unable to get it up, don't make a big deal about it because that will give the guy a complex.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I would chalk that up to drinking too much alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what always.
Now, if you're with a guy and he can't get it up on a normal day, there's no alcohol involved, it's probably time for a new guy or for him to go to the doctor and get a pill.
That's
or something.
The exact opposite that they just told you. Mm. It just said don't overreact.
No, I'm telling you to overreact.
You're saying?
Yeah.
Overreact. I do think it's weird because I've never had that other than if I was drinking ever. But. I mean, guys get that, I think, right?
I guess they do. But again, if you're not drinking, I guess if the older you get, maybe it's an old person, Anthony Snitzer.
No problems whatsoever. Yeah, I can just think about it right now and get it. So
do it.
Ew.
Prove it.
I want to knock over this desk.
not self-stimulating. Women don't do that.
What's that?
That's a mistake in the bedroom. Not masturbating, Dieter.
During?
No, just at any time.
No, I think every girl needs to do that to know what feels good. Mm-hmm. So the guy can do it to them.
So that they know what they like.
Yeah, if you don't know what you like, how the hell is a guy supposed to find the spot?
So when you hear someone like Dougie say, oh, I have never done that. Until she was 38 or 39 years old, she never did that. Red flag.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense.
Run for the hills.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Another mistake that women make, if they are thinking about or fantasizing about someone else when they are diddling themselves or watching porn, some women think that that is cheating. And either they're doing it themselves and they won't do it. Who's making that noise? Is that Dieter?
No,
Jeffrey.
Ever since we're the guy, you think it's me?
Yes, it was.
Jeffrey,
it
is.
Oh, my God. Look, stop. I did. You're lying. I just gave you the look and then he said it.
You said, Rover, stop doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all stop.
We all quit.
I've not done one.
It's Jeffrey. Can I turn his mic off?
He's nonstop.
No.
It's just every 10 seconds. And it's getting louder and louder because I think we quit mentioning
that. This is how he breathes. I mean,
yeah,
this is
daily.
Yeah, this is how
it's going on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, it is daily.
I don't think you're even
here. Phlegm in the back of his throat. He has to suck air over the phlegm ball.
Jeez. Where the hell was I?
You guys were talking about the seven. One of the mistakes that women make in a bedroom is them when they don't when they don't masturbate. That's red flag. Raises the red flag for women doesn't masturbate to stimulate themselves. There's no wonder how a guy feels when they're railing them.
Past that one.
Right? So,
all right. If sometimes women will think if their man is watching porn, that's cheating, or if the man is taking care of business. Maybe thinking about a porn star or an ex-lover of theirs. Oh, that's cheating. That's not cheating. That's just a natural
occurrence.
No,
that's what everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah. You're standing up, Charlie. Why are you?
I'm watching.
Oh, okay.
Waiting to see this happen.
I thought maybe you're going to have to run out.
No.
Back to your hotel room.
I'm good right now.
Not wanting to give or receive oral is a common mistake that women make.
Oh, that's not bad.
But receive?
Receive? My girlfriend doesn't like it. I don't have to do it.
She doesn't like to receive?
Nothing.
That means that you must be terrible.
You're terrible.
Every girl loves it.
That's fine. Right. Hey, that's fine for me, guys. I don't have to do that. You're wasting your time down there. I don't have to do it. It's a waste of my time. I don't like doing it.
I like it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
How did she tell you not to do it anymore?
She said, I've never liked this. No, you don't have to do that. I said, cool, job done. I'll never do it again.
Oh, she probably regrets it. She's like, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I tried
that.
a couple times. I went at it. Uh-huh. I mean, I was going wild down there, you know?
Like really? The alphabet?
Yeah, alphabet. Like a rabid dog down there. And she said, not for me still. And I said, cool, okay, that's fine. She's never said, like, do it a different way. She says, I don't like that.
Do you think that Dieter... other guys were doing this to Charlie's girlfriend, and it was driving her wild back then, and it's just Charlie specifically who's terrible at it?
It could be, Rover, but she said, I never liked it.
Which she might said, so just make me feel better? That's
no,
true.
She didn't say, does that mean I've never liked it my entire life, or I've never liked it with you,
No, Charlie? She said she never liked it ever.
Uh-huh.
Letting me know that even if a pro is down.
Wow, that's...
So it's great.
It's almost unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
All right.
And maybe she's never had anybody good at it, and that's fine. I hate doing it. It's torture.
Why?
I just don't. It's a waste of my time. I had a girl once who I was doing it to, and was down there for 45 minutes.
Ew.
And she finally gave me the tap, so told me to come up.
That's too long.
And then she
you're
said,
terrible at it. This is proof positive.
Then she alerted me, I've never had an orgasm in my entire life. And I said, wait, you've never, ever had one? Like, not just from that, you've never had one, but alone, anything? She's like, no, I don't know. I've never had one. I said, why would you send me down there for 45 minutes if you know that there's no end in sight? You give me the tap after a couple minutes.
She's hoping that it was finally going to break
in her life. She said she's never had one. And I said, I couldn't talk the next day. My jaw hurt. Okay. And I said, never. I'm just done with this. This is a waste of my time. I didn't like it. I don't like doing it.
All right. I've got to take a break. We are live in New York City on board Rolling Glory 1. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back with our last shizzy of the morning after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Since the circus is out of business, RMG's picking up the slack with Doogie, the bearded lady, Jeffrey, the elderly cougar tamer, Charlie, the sword swallower, and Nads, the recovering human pincushion, coming to a city near you. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in New York City. Last day here in Manhattan. Going to be heading home. Had a good time so far. Favorite part of the trip so far, Dieter?
Oh, geez, Rover. There's too many to choose, man. Oh, man.
Oh, mine's easy. Tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, when Jimmy Fallon and I touched
hands. High-fived, had that connection.
Perfect. And at the same time, Dieter was left hanging.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which made it that much sweeter.
It's because of where he was sitting. He was too far away from the aisle.
Poor seating configuration.
Yeah. Dick move.
That's probably why he wants to forget it.
Right.
All right, we do have the shizzy coming up, our last shizzy of the morning. What's on the way, Doogie?
Do you guys remember when you took your test to get your driver's license? Did anything bad happen? Did it go smoothly? Were you nervous?
I remember my driver training was horrible.
Why?
Oh, because the guy had a wooden leg.
Right.
And I'll never forget
this. Did it have a foot or was it just like a peg?
No, it was a foot.
Uh-huh.
But he had this full wooden leg, Rover. So as I'm getting on the freeway for the first time, you know when you're merging, you got to step on the gas.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of hesitant. He's like, go, you gotta go. I'm going 40, 50. He's like, go, those cars coming. He actually reached over his leg and stepped on my foot on the gas. But it wasn't the wooden leg. Like, the wooden leg was his right leg. So he had, like, the wooden leg propped up to the right, and then his real leg was on my foot, completely spread eagle. And he's freaking me out, man. We're going, like, 80 miles per hour. I go, man, this guy's a maniac.
Okay. Well, I have a story of a test that didn't go so well, so I'll tell you that next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. I did see a story I think that Doogie might have been planning to do in the shizzy, but hasn't gotten to yet. A woman in Oregon has been charged with first-degree animal abuse. She killed her chihuahua by cooking it in the oven.
Oh, wow. Was it alive when she put it in?
Yes, of course.
Oh, man. I can see Doogie doing this.
Yeah.
The 7-year-old dog was alive when it was put in the oven Monday night. Can you imagine that?
That's horrible.
That's the most horrible thing.
How could you do that? Echo.
28-year-old woman was arrested, and I guess she's going to be charged with first-degree animal abuse.
That should be a felony. I mean, prison, 20 to 40 years.
Well, I don't think she's going to get that much time.
She should.
40 years, but. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, China has responded to President Trump's tariffs, and this is going to get interesting. Today, they announced plans for reciprocal tariffs on 128 U.S. products that include pork, wine, fruit, and steel. Beijing even said that they're going to take measures against the U.S. goods in two stages. And this will happen. China said, don't play with us.
Trade war. Trade wars are good, though, Trump says. And
for who?
The stock market had its fifth largest point decline in history yesterday because Trump announced new tariffs on China.
China.
And So they are retaliating, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if this really gets as bad as some people predict it could, because the cost of goods. Some people, I saw one guy trying to argue that the cost for consumers won't go up. I go, of course it will. What do you think, these companies are not going to pass along upticks in prices to the consumers? Of course they will. Go on.
In the Bronx, a man decided to celebrate a $96,000 lawsuit settlement with three prostitutes. He was at a motel, and he lost it all when two guys busted in with guns. They're friends of the hookers, and they stole all the cash. How great is that? Victim Saul Valagas, who was carrying the entire sum in a suitcase, checked in the motel on Broadway near West 256th Street in the Bronx. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and he called for the female prostitutes. And so three hookers came over, had sex with a 30-year-old, then suggested that they have a friend stop by with some beer and cigarettes. So, sure enough, that friend ended up robbing the dude and taking all the money.
How much money was it?
$96,000 settlement that he had in cash.
Wow.
In a briefcase, which is kind of funny. A 17-year-old report.
How'd they know? How did they know that he had it? I mean,
the guy was probably showcasing it.
He must have been bragging about it or something. Okay. Yeah.
In Minnesota, a 17-year-old girl reportedly put her car in drive instead of reverse while she was taking her driving exam. Well, she hit a little bit of a snag during this driving test. She crashed into the building of the exam office. The picture is so funny. The collision occurred after the 17-year-old did the wrong thing, and she just put it in drive mistakenly. She meant to put it in reverse, and it just didn't work that well. This led to the vehicle lurching forward when she accelerated, and the picture is the car going through the bricks and the window. Not good. Photo was shared by authorities that showed the vehicle sitting there within the wall. The 60-year-old woman who was administering the driving test was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Neither the teen nor anyone else inside the building was hurt. Police said there was a significant damage to the car in the building, but no charges are pending. What I want to know, did she fail her test? She had to have failed her test, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. What do you think? You passed? You
All right. Streaming music has been taking over the recording industry, and digital download sales have fallen a lot. What do you think the reason is? Well, I know that, Snitzer, you love vinyl records, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it seems that statistics are showing that CDs and vinyl, they're more popular than digital downloads once again, that they're making a comeback.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, more popular than digital downloads, especially compared to streaming. Nobody downloads anything
anymore. Yeah, and with Apple Music and the iHeartRadio app, you can just stream whatever you want on demand. You don't have to actually download it. Right.
But people are buying vinyls back again. They're buying them and keeping them, and I thought that was interesting. All right, a new search.
I think that's a pretty silly thing. I get, like, Snitz, whatever, he likes buying these, but...
Dude, you're missing all that artwork. I mean, on albums, sometimes it folds out, and you get all the poster stuff. You miss that now. Nowadays, you don't get anything.
And it sounds better, they say.
So just buy a poster of the artwork instead of the actual vinyl. That sucks. I mean, you have to get up. You have to change it. You want to listen to it. You have to bring that little arm up and put it back down.
You want to get real mad. You know what else is making a comeback?
What's that?
Cassettes.
It's really stupid.
There's a bunch of, I don't know, it's just like a weird indie bands are just doing cassettes a lot now.
Gramophones are coming back, too. I mean, this is silly.
A new survey finds that not a lot of people are going out on dates because they're busy and they have kids. The study of around 2,000 families found the majority of parents, 54%, say they only get 12 nights a year, date nights. 12 date nights a year with their significant other.
That doesn't surprise me. That's once a month.
I think that's a lot.
Well, I don't think it's a lot, but I don't think it's... I think that's about probably average. If you have kids, money is probably, for many people, a little bit tight. Not only do you have to find the time to go out as a couple, but you have to find the money. You have to get a babysitter. So I don't think that's unusual.
Do you guys know who comedian Byron Allen is?
Yes.
How do you know him?
When I lived in Southern California when I was a kid, he had a television show, I think, I don't know if it was syndicated. It was pretty bad. And it was basically, you know how they do those press junkets where it's just you sitting in front of a poster of the movie and they let you talk to Matt Damon for 5 minutes? Yeah. The whole show was that guy doing that. And it was... It was bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention Real People. I don't know. That's the show I know him from, because that's from, like, when I was a little kid. He was on this show with, like, one of my teachers was on this show. It was, like, all crazy, like, stories and stuff from Real People.
Real People. I don't remember that.
Is he in there?
He's on the right. He's on the right.
The white?
No, he's a
black guy.
You're the one on your other right, Dieter.
Got it.
So stupid. Well,
what about him, douche?
Well... The Weather Channel TV network was just sold yesterday, and it was sold for $300 million. Comedian-turned-media mogul Byron Allen bought it. I'm like, who the hell is this guy that's got that kind of money? Allen's Entertainment Studios bought the 36-year-old TV staple from Blackstone Group Bain Capital, and Comcast. What the hell are you going to do with that? That's crazy, don't you think? Or is that just me? I don't know who the guy is.
Does seem like a lot of money for something that I see going away in the future. Who is going to watch the Weather Channel?
Like my TV, it's a smart TV, and you can set it up to where in the corner it just tells you the time and temperature all the time.
Or you can look in your pocket in your phone and get minute by minute updates and what your forecast is. You don't have to wait for the info that you want. It's right
there. When's the last time you've ever turned it on?
Never.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the weather. Very rarely. Even people like for Roverfest will go, are you worried about the weather? I go, I can't control it. So I don't spend any time thinking about it or worrying about it because it's out of my control unless I get one of these Chinese weather control devices. Weather missile that Dieter talked about. Go on, dude.
Well, Alan says that he plans to invest even more money into the Weather Channel to expand its U.S. and international distribution. So he believes in it, and he's going to expand to other markets and make it even better. And then finally, are you a fan of Jeezy? Anyone over there? Charlie, are you still a fan of him?
Young Jeezy?
Yeah, young Jeezy.
I like
Jeezy.
The young Jeezy better than the old Jeezy, yeah. I think.
I'm not a big fan of Jeezy, no.
This is just Jeezy. He tweeted that his next album will be his last, and he plans to retire from the rap game. The album is called TM-104, a reference to his first album, Let's Get It, Thug Motivation 101. So I don't even know who this guy is, and he's retiring.
Yeah. It just came out, and now he's already done.
He came out like 10, 12 years ago.
Really?
Probably. Yeah. He's the guy with the what's his, he's got like the deeper voice, right?
Put On For My City was a song.
Put On For My City. I put on for, yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a deep web. There's a dark web.
Part of the internet.
Where anything goes.
And then there's roverradio.com.
All right, we are going to wrap everything up in just a few minutes. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus. If you're not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up for that right now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live as the Friday Leftovers get started. We have some stuff to give away as well. We'll be back in our home studio Monday morning. This is our last day from New York City. On board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Every Friday throughout Lent, they have all-you-can-eat fish Fridays for just $12.99 inside their full-service restaurants in TA centers. Those are the Country Pride restaurants. And in Petro Stopping Centers, those are the Iron Skillet restaurants. I know Dieter observes Lent, and many people do. So
a lot of people do.
All you can eat fish Fridays.
When's Easter?
Every Friday. That, I think, is April 1st or 2nd this year,
it's
I think.
A little bit longer.
First. Yeah. So,
for Dieter, and then he can finally slam that six-pack of pop.
That's right. I'm crazy. That's what he gave up for
Monday
Lent.
Morning. Yeah. I'm craving
this guy,
it.
Monday,
like right
now, this guy,
April 2nd.
Like I was dreaming of a Coca-Cola last night. Just like a huge one.
Uh-huh.
He's going to bong a two-liter. I can't wait for this.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Tour bus, check. Driver, check. Badass crew. Well, sort of badass crew. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Final day here in Manhattan on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Doogie, what do we have to give away today?
How about a Christie's Lifetime Membership? If you're caller 30 right now, you can win a VIP members-only lifetime membership for Christie's Cabaret. And just a reminder that Jeffrey will be there tonight, 9 to 11 p.m. at the downtown Christie's location. 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837. Caller 30 right now.
All right. Charlie, what do we have coming up on the Friday Leftovers?
I got a great video of a kid peeing in an elevator. I have a great new way to fish. And I want to find out more about Doogie and her dog. All that and more coming up on the Leftovers.
All right. All of us will continue. I'm going to try to stay. I have a business thing that I have to do. The last business thing I have to do here in New York. Lunch. Excuse me. So I have to get out of here. And to the guy who's complaining, why do you end half an hour early now? You're supposed to go till 11. No, we're supposed to go till 10. Till 10. You should be kissing my feet every day that we go long every day. It's not the other way around.
Spoiled.
That's right. Thank you to everyone who came out to not only the fan meetup that we did here in New York City last night. That was a lot of fun. But also in Pittsburgh as well. We met people out at, in Pittsburgh at Jack's Bar. That was a lot of fun as well. And had a good time on this trip. I don't know what the plan. A lot of people were asking me last night, what are you guys going to do today? Are you going to go out Friday night? If you do, will you let us know? We would love to meet up with you. I don't know the answer to that. B2 and I are doing a dinner tonight, just the two of us, because we haven't really done anything here in town, just the two of us. So we're going to have a nice romantic dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I let her pick the place. Yeah, this is going to be fantastic.
What did she pick?
Well, it's I don't know the name of it. I would tell it to you if I knew. But it's one of these restaurants where I think it's a Japanese place, but it's not like when I think Japanese,
hibachi.
I'm thinking hibachi,
nice.
Right?
Yeah,
Benihana, something like that. No,
that's out here.
This is like, I know that they said, according to her, they said, prepare to be here for 3 to 4 hours.
No, that'd be
what's that, 20 course meal?
25 to 30 courses,
what?
Peter.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What is it, one piece of sushi is each course?
Oh, I don't even think it's that. I think it's like a squid eyeball. Just one eyeball is, that's your course, course number one.
I hate long dinners. Like, I want to get in and out and go do something else.
Go drink.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Well, we do enjoy, eavesdropping on other people and that sort of stuff. So this will be 4 hours of
I also get hungry. After I first eat, I have like 20 minutes and it's over. Then I'm not hungry anymore. I couldn't imagine eating for 3 hours straight.
Oh, and I guarantee you it's just going to be...
Gross.
I think it's going to be, what I envision is, it's going to be like that meal you and I had in Japan. Like, we get off the plane, we go right to the hotel, Charlie and I, and the guy at the what do they call him? The
concierge,
right. He's like, hey, welcome to Tokyo. We stop by there. We go, where should we go eat? So we stop by the concierge after we put our luggage up in the room. We stop by, go, where should we eat?
Well, said we want sushi. We're like...
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
No. I remember this. You go, hey, where do you recommend that we eat? And the guy goes, well, you're in Tokyo. What do you want? Sushi? And we looked at each other. We're like,
because I'm not a sushi guy, but we're there. So
right,
might as well.
I go, sure. He goes, I've got the perfect place for you. So he sends us out to this place. He's like, this is a real sushi place, not where tourists go.
Yeah, we don't use rice. Or things that taste good. We're talking real fish eyeballs.
Yeah.
And snails that you dig out.
Ew. So we had to go and we had this. And I still actually feel sometimes like the taste of that fish comes back up in my throat. This is 5 years later. I still, it like gurgles up there. I might actually have some sort of sea creature growing in my gut right now.
Yeah. And it sucks because like you can't not eat it because there's only 4 people in the entire restaurant. Mm-hmm. You're right by the chef. He watches you eat to make sure you're like, is this good?
There's also another thing that Japanese people do that we realize they're very reserved people, but they do like tend to look at you at a group and start laughing at you. And so we're just like, dude, are they feeding us disgusting stuff on purpose?
Nobody knows.
Everything that came out was more disgusting than the last. And we just had to drink whatever Kirin or whatever the beer is. I don't know, but it came in like these big ass bottles,
almost
probably
40s.
Like 20-ounce bottles.
I'd say like 32 ounces or something.
And I was telling the story to B2 when she told me. I go, oh no, this is going to be like that place I went to. I said, we had to drink with every course that they would bring. We'd have to order a new beer. I told her that, I don't know if they were 32. Were they that big?
They were, whatever they were big. And by the time we left, we were the most drunk I've ever been.
I told her, I said, I think we ate probably, or drank 8 of those. So whatever that is. If
okay,
it was,
then they were probably 20s.
20,
then.
Yeah.
But still, it was a lot. I mean, it was bigger than a normal beer for sure.
Yeah.
But like, whoa.
And you have no base. All you have is just like
eyeballs
a tentacle.
Crustaceans.
Octopus tentacle, yes. in your stomach. It's
Man. So have fun tonight. I can't believe you'd ever, I would never sign up for anything like that again.
So, it was nice being engaged to B2. It's probably our engagement.
I mean, so first course comes out and it's a snail's eyeball. You continue on with your 3 hours. You just go, I can't do it again. If it's the same thing. That's, and it's going to last 3 hours because you just have to leave. You
3 hours of misery, yeah. Right?
Here's my question.
She likes all that crap, though.
Okay.
Yes. Jennifer.
Yeah. When B2 goes to pick a restaurant, you say you let her pick the restaurants. What is about the restaurant that would catch her eye, that would make her consider, say, let's try this place, or let's go here, or like, yeah.
Gross.
Gross. Anything
she
gross.
She likes factor? Anything that is terrible. She likes, you ever get like in a salad, you ever get that like that piece that's that's like the nub of the head of lettuce and it's all hard and like has that like sour rotten kind of taste?
It's like the center eye of the lettuce.
That's her favorite part. Her favorite part. I have to give mine to her every time. She loves it. She devours it.
Yeah, I saw her eat octopus one time and I was like, wow, I can't believe you order octopus.
Anything that is, she doesn't like anything that's good, like sauce. You know, like we ate at a restaurant a while back. They had delicious sauce for the steak. No sauce.
No A1
sauce.
Yeah,
I've seen her eat like a salad with zero dressing, just a pile of leaves. And I'm just, what are you doing?
No, she doesn't pepper. Put dressing on her salad. No, nope.
It's just a pile of leaves.
That's the only reason to eat a salad is for the delicious dressing, right?
I have lettuce with my bowl of ranch.
Right. You could make it styrofoam and you put the salad dressing on and you eat it. You're eating it for the flavor of the dressing, not the vegetables. She loves all those vegetables. Extra vegetables, she asks for.
Oh, dude, she's rolling her eyes. She's like, oh, vegetables.
Shut up.
Me too. Eat so healthy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that drives Doogie
crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the more healthy.
Because Doogie tries to fake that she's into vegetables, and she has this big-ass Tupperware container that she has, and she's eating these vegetables. But then the next day, I don't know why I'm not losing weight. I'm eating just nothing but vegetables because she goes home and eats Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Oh, there's your bowl. What do you have in your bowl today?
You're one to talk about eating Twinkies and Ho-Hos, mister.
Whoa.
What is this concoction?
What is your bowl today? What's in it?
Cucumbers. Chicken from last night, lettuce.
Ooh.
And that's it.
Christian.
Really good. Yeah, you're not supposed to be eating meat.
Oh. Sorry.
Lent, Doogie. Jesus hates you, too.
Sorry, JC.
All right. We will be back live Monday morning. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.